Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Well, what's going on today? First things first, we need to get somebody down here to eat their wallet. It is 866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Dave. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning.
Yo, yo, yo.
We sat around, I think it was Friday, trying to figure out, you know, we're going to the Playboy Mansion on the 26th. A lot of guys want to go. Getting a lot of requests outside of this studio for folks. Friends, friends of friends, people like that. Playboy Mansion seems to be on everybody's sort of to-do hit list. Mm-hmm. Who's out here in Los Angeles and probably in somewhere in the United States or beyond. They want to say they went there. It's weird. There's certain things, there's certain places that people want to go and they don't want to say they've gone there, like a strip club. There's certain places that people want to go, certain fast food places. People who go to a Popeye's chicken in a strip club don't want to announce, I've been to that Popeye's. Oh, yes. I've been to Crazy Girls over there off of Sunset there. Yeah, I've been there. They don't want to do that. Then there are other places, but they enjoy the contents of the establishment. Then there are other places where I don't even think they have an agenda. No one thinks in this modern day and age who aren't celebrities, where there's no coke blown around and we're sort of a post-AIDS era. No one thinks they're going to go over there and bang someone in the grotto. They just want to go. They want to say they went. I mean, the reality is with the Playboy Mansion, you go to any nice place that had nice yards, stand around, have a cocktail outdoors and look at a swimming pool. You've about been to the Playboy Mansion. Sad. I mean, that's going to be your trip to the Playboy Mansion. If you're some celebrity who's going over there on a Halloween party, you might get yourself something in the bushes or over by the monkey cages somewhere. But the reality is, John Q. Public is going to go there and say he went there.
How dare you rain on my parade before it even begins?
Well, I've been there many times, and I can tell you it is nice to check off on your list. Yes, I have been there. Half the reason, you know, it's an interesting little list we ought to come up with, which is places you go to say, oh, yes, I've been there, versus places you go to enjoy what's there. Traveling can become that way. There are places you go, like Hawaii, you want to go. Mm-hmm. It's nice to say I went to Hawaii, but everyone's been to Hawaii. It's no big deal. But then there are places like Israel where you go, oh, yes, I've made the pilgrimage there. You didn't go there because there's anything there you wanted to see. You wanted to announce to a table of folks that you went to Israel. And there's other places that are that way. Other destinations, businesses and other destinations in and outside of the United States. I'd like to come up with a list.
I'll tell you one right now. One of the lamest ones in the world is I got to see that Hollywood sign.
Oh, yeah.
Then you see it and you say, yep, there's some letters there that say Hollywood.
I like the Hollywood sign. I have to say, number one for me, the city of Paris. Felt like I had to see it. Couldn't have hated it more.
Really?
Yeah.
Hated
Beautiful.
It. I loved it.
You did?
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't like it. It was crowded.
I know everyone would think that I'd be the kind of guy that would announce that he hated Paris.
I'm surprised.
And Parisians and the city and France. I loved France. I loved Paris. I found it to be cheaper, more spectacular, and even nicer people than England, if you can believe that. I didn't get any attitude from anybody. I saw people drinking a Heineken and blowing a cigarette out on a cafe, and I said, wow, this is my kind of place. It's funny
exactly
when
right.
You're from the United States, you see some 40-year-old guy out there at noon on a Tuesday. He's got a cigarette in one hand and a beer in a bottle in the other hand. He's sitting outside on a cafe, and I'm like, hey, dude, you're going to get into trouble. Oh, you better watch out, Pierre. I'm not going to say anything, but yeah, this is going to be fun. You're going to be tackled soon and wrestled to the ground. And the guy's blowing his cigarette and he's drinking his beer. And okay, dude. All right. Hey, man. It's your funeral. This is going to be great. They're not busting this dude. Oh, man. They must have him under surveillance. They must have other friends that drink and smoke outdoors. They're going to get him. Oh, look at him now. He's getting up. Oh, he's walking down the street with the bottle. He's going to get it. They're going to give it to him good. Oh, man, is he in trouble? Look out. They're probably still keeping the surveillance on him. Well, I lost him. They're probably picking him up on another corner. Look at that guy walking around. He's a maniac. He's got a bottle of beer in his hand.
You make a good point. The drinking and smoking is free.
That's exactly. You would imagine that those are the things that would appeal to Carole about Paris. One, the drunkenness around the clock, one. Two, the architecture. He loves the construction.
Great architecture.
Most beautiful city, arguably.
True. Yes.
And three, you know, he has the same sort of unkempt hairstyles as Frenchman favor.
Right, except they've adopted a national hat to cover it. Well, the point is we may differ on these things, but everyone can agree on they want to go to the Playboy Mansion. And look, whether you just want to go there and check it off, you want to check that box on your list, your life list of things to do and places to go, so be it. We're going to be there on the 26th. You can go, too. You can check that box. All you got to do is eat your wallet.
Now, how does that work?
Well, we're sitting around thinking of things to do. You know, what if we set some guy's pubes on fire? What if, Tad, took a ravioli and French kissed it into the other guy's mouth and stuff? There's a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff either falls on the heading of, it's been done, or, Jesus Christ, I don't want to see that. I'm going to vomit if I see that. And then there are things like eat your wallet. Well, you know, we figured out that back in the day, all these cartoons, you know, when I was growing up, I watched these cartoons. They'd always have some hobo boiling their shoe, sitting there in the train, over by the train depot, you know, waiting for the train to come. And I always thought it was a joke that you could eat leather. But Teresa looked it up, and you can't eat leather. Now, and also an excuse for Ozzy to whip up a little flapsteak, thank you, as well. So don't bring your nylon wallet down here, and I don't know if I'd bring your eel skin wallet down here, and you can't make a wallet out of skirt steak and try to pass it off as a regular wallet. Like, I don't want to see a wallet that smells of kielbasa and salami. It's got to be a wallet, and we'll clean out the wallet, and we'll take out, if it's got a chunk of plastic or something in it, we'll take it out. Then Ozzy's going to marinate it in his special herbs and spices, and he'll cook it up, and it might be as good as what the old lady made the night before. I don't know. Ozzy's pretty good with that stuff. And then you'll have to eat your wallet during the course of this show. Now, you don't need to eat the credit cards. You don't need to eat the driver's license. Tad will eat that. You'll need to eat the leather and the wallet. I figure, if we get you a little Dunkin' sauce, you should be able to put it down in a couple hours. Cut off little quarter, nickel-sized pieces at a time. Maybe mix a little peanut butter with it and just sort of swallow it like you're eating mushrooms. I mean, like my friends told me. They did once.
You heard.
When I wasn't there. With the mushrooms.
Right.
Not the psychedelic mushrooms.
Of course.
Just the salad. Shiitake mushrooms. Yeah. If you want to do that, you can come down here and do that. I think that'll be a good time.
People eat the cheek and the tongue of the cow.
Right.
Eat its skin.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you do so, you get a ticket plus a guest, yes?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You and your bestest buddy. And I wouldn't just give it to my bestest buddy if I earned it. You know what I mean? Like, I figure, look, if I ate a wallet or I got a tattoo of Tattoo or I got a tattoo of Don King or somebody blew up a pomegranate in my SUV, I wouldn't just hand it over to my J.O. buddy in the cubicle to my right. I would make that person earn it same way. You're going to have to eat part of my shoe or whatever it is. I'll leave that up to you. It's not my concern. All right. So we need you, 866-901-ADAM. Eat your wallet. Ozzy will cook it up. Ozzy's here. Ozzy has a movie review. Ozzy saw The Marine. You want to talk about range for the Ace Man? I saw The Departed on Friday, and I saw The Marine on Saturday.
Wow.
Now, I wasn't going to see The Marine, even though we had John Cena in here, and if it went to number one, he was going to have sex with a 300-pound woman. Well, by the way, if you want to have sex with a 300-pound woman, we'll give you some tickets, too.
Oh, good. Oh.
Unless you're married to her. In which case, we'll just give you a pistol.
Well, how many bullets?
You do one bullet, do the right thing. Point is the Bill Simmons, ESPN, the sports guy, Bill Simmons, he gave me a call Friday night. Hey, Ace, I want to see that Marine show. And I realized, he pandered to me. He goes, none of our other highfalutin friends are going to say they're going to see that movie. Now, Sheck's not going to see it. Ace's not going to see it. None of those guys. They like good movies. Me, you like bad movies, Ace. So I said, I do like a bad movie, yeah. I like to escape. I like to be swept away, you know. I don't like to burn too many calories. That's my problem. Like, The Departed was good, but I had to focus. I burnt some calories in that movie. And then there was a couple. Who was that guy? you know where you're watching a movie and you're like, yeah, but they were friends. He's double-crossing them. Yep. Well, I'll tell you after. There's that. They got a few of those in there. No, you know, no such moments with the Marine. It's a lot of blow them up. Movie. There's bad and then there's good bad. This unfortunately just turned out to be bad.
Oh, just bad. Well, the American public agreed because it came in number six at the box office.
So did the three people that were at the big theater at the ArcLight that me and ESPN sports guy Bill Simmons went to. And it's funny. I love going to the ArcLight so much. Bill Simmons could have called me up on Friday night and said, "Hey, I'm going to go see Super 8 footage of your dad boinking your mom from 1971. Where's it at? The UA? No, it's at the ArcLight. All right. I'm there.
How would I know that?
I love the ArcLight because they have assigned seating. Now, the thing that was funny is I got there early or you know, 2 minutes before Bill did. I'll meet you in the lobby. It's a weird thing. When you get old enough and you have enough money in your wallet that somebody's going to need to eat on this show, to buy someone else's ticket, then it's weird if you don't buy their ticket when you get to the theater and you're buying yourself a ticket. But you can kind of play that thing where I didn't know if you bought a ticket, if you were here or whatever. But at the ArcLight, they do the assigned seating. So it's like, well, where do you want to sit? And then you realize, well, I better buy this guy's seat next to my seat. Otherwise, he may buy a seat or that seat may be bought up. I don't want that to happen. So I bought me a ticket and I bought Bill Simmons a ticket, too. And then when we walked in, we were only two human beings in the place besides two other guys that were sitting way behind us. And it was at the big theater over at the ArcLight. So it was a, you know, 500 seat theater. There's me, Bill Simmons. There was two guys sitting back. And one foxy chick, one foxy blonde chick who was sitting right in the middle, front and center, hot, young, blonde. I walked in and immediately my mind just started racing because I'm like a life cop. When I see things that don't make sense, something's up. Spidey sense tingling. What's going on here? Wait a minute. Maybe she's in the movie. That's Bill's impulse. She's got to be in the movie. Anything but I'm a super hot chick who can't find a date. I'm going to go see the Marine at 4:30 at the ArcLight on Saturday. So, and then I see a huge burger with a couple bites out of it sitting on the seat next to her. Is that her burger? That must be her man's burger. Okay, her man, some big dude, some guy who plays arena football is going to come back any second now and finish off his burger. He's in the bathroom now. Where is this guy? Whose burger is this? Now she's sitting about a few seats in front of us, and she is foxy. And I'm thinking, God, what's up? And I'm in love with this woman. If in fact she's here alone and that's her burger that she's taking a few chomps out of and put on the seat next to her, and she's just here to watch the Marine, then something's going on.
Goodbye, my wife's twins. They're got a new life.
Yeah, and they would understand, and she would understand.
Because this has got to be the greatest girl
ever. Yeah, I mean, we both agree that if we really meet somebody special that we'll be happy for each other, you know, and not, you know, ruin it. That's all we tell. Oh, God, don't ruin it with the tears. So at some point, about 20 minutes in the film, she gets up, takes her burger and leaves. No guy ever showed up. Unclear what she was doing there. Didn't recognize her as anyone who was in the movie. Never did figure it out. But a great place to hide out from your liberal friends, I was thinking.
They'll never find you there.
Yes, there's a couple a-holes. I mean, ArcLight, Hollywood, not the place. I said to Bill, maybe the UA in Van Nuys or North Hollywood has a couple more people in it than this, but not the ArcLight. Anyway, good times. We will take ourselves a break. Playboy Mansion, 866-901-ADAM. Well, we have someone who will eat his wallet. There's another guy who wants to come in tomorrow and eat his wallet. We'll talk to you guys. Talk to you after this.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. So we're doing a party at the Playboy Mansion October 26th. It's Blotto in the Grotto, our Halloween party, and Adam's going to be doing the show live. Any guys who want to come got to do something really stupid to get an invite. But all the girls got to do is send us a hot picture of yourself in a Halloween costume to contest@adamcarolla.com. If we like you, you're in. Again, the email address, contest@adamcarolla.com. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Am I supposed to judge that song? I feel like every time we play a song underneath our Playboy Mansion bump in, I should say something.
Well, it's interesting.
Who's that, Weezer?
Yes.
Yeah, don't like it. Nerd rock. I don't like those Weezer guys. Here's the thing I want everyone to understand in life that you don't really think about. Two of the angriest groups on the planet, nerds and liberals. You think they're not. You think the liberals, hey, man, these people are cool. These people are into nature. These people are into everyone. They're into life. How could someone be angry and be pro everything and pro everybody? Angry. Nerds, angry too. You think, well, wait, the jocks that are beating them up, those are the angry guys. Now they got it out of their system. They purged their system by getting laid a lot and beating up a lot of nerds. It's the nerds that are walking around with the chip on their shoulders.
Except for the Alpha Betas and Stan Gable depicted in Revenge of the Nerds. Those guys have everything going for them. You know, they're the stars of the football team.
Still angry.
They get every woman.
Nerds!
Not good enough. They got to persecute the nerds.
That's right. But Weezer, I think, were a-holes. I think they came on Loveline. Didn't like them.
Really?
Yeah.
They're good.
Oh, that's disappointing.
And this isn't that great either. It's just that cool rock.
I mean, a couple better songs.
It's interesting. Yeah. I'll give it interesting, but it's not that. It's no Pet Sounds.
That first record's good.
Brian?
You're nerds.
Brian, you want to eat your wallet?
I will eat my wallet.
Now, I don't want you to bring me over a brand new wallet made of bacon. I want you to bring me over a wallet that looks like it's been in your back pocket for a few years.
It's definitely been in there for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. What's it made out of?
Leather.
Mm-hmm.
Italian leather. My girlfriend gave it to me.
It's like eating a fine loafer. All right. So you'll bring it out here. Ozzy will marinate it.
Yeah.
Ozzy will cook it up. He's also thankfully going to cook up some of his flap steak, so we'll get some of that as well. And then you can take a bite of your wallet and a bite of flap steak. Now, I figure if you do it, you know, you eat something about the size of a quarter each biteful. The course of a couple hours, you should have ingested your wallet. Teresa got online, said there's no reason why you can't eat leather. Eat everything else on the cow.
Yeah, sometimes the internet is not all that accurate. I hope it is in this case. I suddenly got very worried. Is he eating his entire wallet?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Now, look, I will do this if it has some sort of lining made of, you know, asbestos or rayon or something. We'll pull that out.
Sounds good.
You have to eat that separately. No, we'll pull that out, and we'll pull out the, you know, the Sears credit card and everything, but then you'll eat the wallet.
The source I got, by the way, is from, there was an old shipwreck, and some people stayed alive by eating the leather, their belts and shoes.
Well, you eat the skin of a chicken.
Sure.
You eat the skin of, you know, many other animals. I don't see why there wouldn't be nutrients technically in this. I suppose I would eat leather eventually, too, if I was set adrift on a you know, boat somewhere and just had to sustain. So, Brian, we'll put you on hold and you'll come in, yes?
Sounds good. I got to get directions and I'll be on my way.
Where are you coming from?
Signal Hill.
Mm-hmm. And what do you do?
Right now I work for an environmental company.
Which does what?
Goes out to job sites and picks up environmental waste and hazardous materials.
Oh, okay. So you drive a trash truck?
Basically.
Okay. Yeah. Dave pointed out to me that you started with right now.
Yeah.
Right now, not a good way to start. Not a good way to start with your weight? You ever ask a woman, what do you weigh? Right now? No, at birth. Your bat mitzvah. How much are you buying? Yeah, right now is always a bad thing. Now, I'm trained so much that if somebody said, right now I'm an astronaut, I'd be like, yeah, okay, dude, well, let's get it together. Come on now. You're 39. I think it's time to focus. If I hear right now, I know. Here, people think they're going to ease into bad information with a sort of apologetic stepping stone, like right now, or who, me, or just a long pause. All it does for me is buys me an extra few precious seconds to gather up an insult. When I hear, what are you doing? What are you doing for a living? Right now, I'm already pulling together my good junior college insults, my GED, and what about your folks must be proud? I have it already, and then whatever it is they say, it'll work. You know what I mean? Because you know it's going to be. I work at a coin-op laundromat. Oh, your folks must be delighted. See, that'll work no matter what they say. Don't give people time. Shout it out. It'll keep them off balance.
This works because sometimes people ask me, "Oh, do you have a boyfriend?" Right now?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of taking some time to heal.
That's right. I'm taking time to think about the last time I was dumped. All righty. So we also not only need you to eat your wallet, but we also need you to have something blown up in your car. We're talking to a pyrotechnics guy. It's pretty simple. Because of the man, because of lawyers and all that kind of stuff, we'll have to get a professional to handle it. But big, juicy, ripe pomegranate, something about the size of an M80 put inside of the pomegranate, set on the console of your luxury automobile, seats full tilt position, leaning all the way back. That thing should be sitting front and center. Light the fuse, shut the door, and stand back and watch the red spray hit the inside of the windshield side and back windows. That's what I want. And we'll do a few of those. I think we have a pumpkin we want to blow up in someone's car. We have a few, I think a can of Spam, maybe a can of cranberry sauce. I got to give my recipe out for the homemade cranberry sauce a little bit later on this month. We'll get to that in a few weeks. But the point is 866-901-ADAM. Come on down. We'll blow something up in your car, and then we'll see you at the Playboy Mansion. And then it'll be great because we'll see you, and you'll be like, hey, man, I was the guy who got the tattoo. And then it'll be like, hey, man, I was the guy who got the car blown up, and I was the guy put my junk in a weed whacker. It's going to be awesome.
What I don't like, though, is you going on these airwaves and talking about how nobody who goes there has any chance with the ladies there. How dare you?
I'm being realistic.
No.
But here's the thing. I don't want you people to be disappointed. I don't want you to go there, not get laid, and say, it was a little bit disappointing. You'll go there. You'll see some boobies. You'll drink some booze. You'll eat some food. You can go down to the they have exotic birds running around there, big peacocks everywhere and cranes everywhere. And then every once in a while, you'll see a bird that you didn't know could fly. There's three types of birds. There are the birds that you know very well that fly, the pigeons and the crows and all that stuff. Then there's the penguins of the world, the ones you know don't fly. Then there's the ones you're not sure if they fly or not. You hear they fly, but you've never seen one fly. You'll go to the Playboy Mansion. You'll see a peacock, big male peacock with all the plumage and everything. It'll be sitting at the top of a pine tree on a branch 60 feet above the ground, and you'll be staring at it, and it'll be like, who put that up there? And someone will go, it flew up there. And you're like, I didn't see it fly up there. It was on the ground. I saw it before. Yeah, it flies. I never see it. And then you go, all right, well, this is going to be good. I'm going to watch it fly. And then you just stare at it for 45 minutes like a retard. It doesn't go anywhere because it knows. There's an unspoken thing that birds, like I said, there's birds that fly. They fly. There's birds that don't fly. And then there's the birds you're not sure fly. They won't let you watch them fly. I stared at this peacock. It's sitting up on this tree. It's not going anywhere. It never flew. And then, you know, I go freshen up my drink and I turn around. It's sitting at the bar stool next to me.
Inconceivable.
But I can't watch it fly. All right.
Let me just say this to you.
Yes.
Some of those Playboy girls are going to see my exotic bird. And Miss Cindy, my bride, is going to have to abide by it. And the only reason I'm going to do it is to prove you wrong, Corolla.
Oh, you're going to get laid.
I have to.
All right.
Now you've challenged me.
All right. I've thrown down the gauntlet.
Not really, but...
T.
Yes.
Theory. What's in the news, baby doll?
Well, why are the words dancing with the stars and at least 100 photographs of him posing with an erect penis in the same sentence? I will tell you that and what you absolutely need to know about your medical care to avoid needing an artificial anus.
Oh, really?
It's important.
Jeez. I'm on my third.
Well, then you're hip to this.
I wish I'd heard this news story back second year junior college. But back then, people used to go through anuses like Kleenex. Yeah, I'm on my third. I'm moving up to the Brown Eye 4000.
It's a good model.
They say this one's unbreakable, but they said that about the last one. Bill, you know what I'm talking about. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back with news and sports after this.
What's coming up this morning on the Adam Carolla Show with Program Director Jack Silver.
Let me drop some knowledge on you peeps. From the LA Kings, Sean Avery. Hey, that son of a bitch is banging Elisha Cooper. Gender reassignment surgeon Dr. Gary Alter. We're going to give away some more tickets for our Blotto in the Grotto Playboy Party. Jackman will be there because I like chicks. And porn star Jessie Jane in studio. Hey, she's going to get naked or else my name isn't Jackson Tiberius Silver. What? It's a family name. Late.
Thank you, Jack. Call 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, Sheck, you were out of the studio, but he missed it before the live read. We had a slightly nervous assistant, Lindsay, in here to talk about Laser Eye Center, but Bruskett gave her the broad strokes. It's a good time, you know. Just, you know, have fun. Say, talk good.
It's a great show. A lot of
talk
fun.
Talk good about the laser, and, you know, there you go. I'm a wordsmith, I'm hilarious. I need more mic time.
It was an inspiring pep talk.
Talk about the laser and, you know, what it did on your eye.
Lombardi who? I'm the greatest motivator.
All right, T.
Yes.
Let's tee up the news.
Over the weekend, a 6.6 magnitude earthquake hit Hawaii. You may have seen this on the news. It caused blackouts and landslides, but so far, thankfully, no fatalities. The quake, it hit around 7 a.m. Sunday local time in Hawaii with several pretty strong aftershocks, including one measuring about 5.8. Lots of tourists were evacuated, as many as 3,000 from their hotels. And just to give you a sense of how big that quake was, the Northridge quake, which was here in 1994 in Los Angeles, was a 6.7 in magnitude. This was a 6.6. So this was very close in size to that earthquake.
Mm. Let me just explain for those of you who aren't building, or builders, I should say, because I used to do a lot of earthquake rehab. 6.6 or even bigger is no big deal when you live in a city that has building codes. Things, you know, some stuff falls down. Couple people will die sometimes. I don't know how many people die in Hawaii. I don't know if any people die. That's my point. If this happens in Bangladesh or Mexico, it's a disaster. Why? Because they don't have building codes. They make everything out of masonry over there. Everything is made out of adobe and brick and mud and straw. They build like we used to build 2,000 years ago. I shouldn't even say we. They build like you guys used to build 2,000 years ago, but they never advanced. They don't have plywood. They don't have shear wall. They don't have all kinds of straps and anchors and seismic systems. Thus, and this is a pretty good example just in life. A 6.6 in the United States or even Hawaii, which, of course, part of the United States, nothing. No big deal. I mean, it's news, but not a person dies as opposed to thousands dead. Why? What's the difference? Is it the ground? Nope. Is it the people? Nope. It's the buildings. You guys don't have codes. We do. And then you just keep doing that math, and that's why people want to move to this country.
That is incredible.
Thank you.
The United Nations Security Council voted unanimously to impose sanctions on North Korea after North Korea announced that it had successfully completed a nuclear test. Now here, President Bush says that he is satisfied with the UN's response to this crisis. You will enjoy, in this quote from Bush, a small bauble and the words peninsula and nuclear.
Mm.
This action by the United Nations, which was swift and tough, says that we are united in our determination to see to it that the Korean Peninsula is nuclear weapons free.
Well, he's up in his head, as I said now. He's like a guy who played second base for 8 years in the league, had a couple golden gloves and no big deal. And all of a sudden, one game, he did a double pump before he threw to first base and speedy guy was safe. And now he must do it every time. He's up in his head.
Well, in entertainment news, you may have heard last week that Sarah Evans, the country singer, left Dancing with the Stars. And originally, she just said that she was going through a divorce and there was no sense of just how hideous it was going to be. Well, she lives in Tennessee, and the paper over there, the Tennessean, reprinted her divorce filings in their entirety. Here are just some of the things that were included. This is just very sad. Oh, the music of Sarah Evans is what you're listening to now. She claimed that her husband keeps at least 100 photographs of himself posing with an erect penis on his computer. He also maintains...
I got 100 in my wallet. Are you kidding?
He also, I don't know if you guys know what Craigslist is, but it's a place you can, you know, you're looking for whatever, a used couch or a place to crash. Well, he was allegedly looking for anal sex in three ways.
Yeah, it wore me right out. That's why I got the Ladar 6000 new anus.
Well, and I'll get to the new anus story in a moment, but unfortunately, probably the saddest part of the complaint is that one of the children allegedly busted the dad while he was watching porn. It was very upsetting.
That's why I'm going to have a therapist move into my house on the kid's 10th birthday, because I know this day is coming. I love these stories. See, here's how life works. You sit around, you watch those entertainment shows, and it's like, Mark Anthony bought J-Lo a ring, a diamond studded ring the size of a Winnebago, and I can see my wife getting envious and angry, and then they ran along the beach on their secluded island, and he took her out on a fourth honeymoon just because, you know, and all that, and I can see her seething with anger. But then when there's these kinds of stories come up, then it's the ace's turn. Then I look at her, yep, see that? That's what guys do. I mean, not this guy, but that's whatever. Yeah, oh, sure. They all do it. This one just got caught. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you see? You see how it works? Plus, she reminds me of a porn star.
Really?
I will find the person's name. I knew it. Well, that was the other uncomfortable part. I wanted to blurt out. She looks familiar to my wife, but I realize she doesn't look like a star. I was thinking she looked like a star. She looks like a porn star that I know.
Yeah, better left unsaid. Now, the husband, I should say, is adamantly denying all of the allegations. He put out a statement on Friday, and here's a quote. "The best I can do at this difficult time is ask that people of faith would pray for us."
I wish you weren't a liar.
Us, you mean him and his wiener?
Perhaps that's what he meant. Now, in France...
Here's the thing. Yes. Here's how I know this guy's a colossal F-up. She doesn't want to get a divorce. You really have to do something egregious to get this chick out of there. And whatever it is, he did it.
It's sad because they have 3 kids. I'm going to pray for them.
Okay.
I just did. Okay. Now, in France, where your beloved Paris is...
Let me ask you something. Yes. I'm an atheist. How much time do you devote to praying for other couples that have more money than you do? If you had an ailing child, would you set a little side? You know, like you have a kid who has leukemia. You know, obviously the lion's share of your prayer is going to go toward little Timmy with the leukemia. Do you set it aside for the chick from Dancing with the Stars and her husband who's addicted to porn? A little something? How's that work? You break them off a piece?
It's a very complicated algorithm. Yes.
I would clarify it. I would say, I'm going to need people out there who have nothing going on to pray. You know what I mean? No one has cancer. Everything's right. Fine. There's nothing you're trying to get or no one you're trying to do. Then go ahead and pray for me.
Seems fair. If everything's copacetic, you can spare some prayer time for Sarah Evans.
Right.
Now, people who really need your prayers are in France because the staff at a hospital there really, really messed up. 23 men went in for prostate cancer screenings. They were exposed to excessive doses of x-rays, apparently due to a glitch in a new software program. Now, here's what happened. 9 of them were fine. Mm-hmm. 1 of them died. And the other 13 may be wishing they were dead because, according to the French Health Ministry, those 13 now suffer from rectal inflammation and will all need surgery to fit an artificial anus. Sad.
Do they have one of those?
Apparently, they're going to have to figure it out. Because without an anus, you know, you're in a world of trouble.
Yeah, I got to say, I love the gays as much as the next, but wait till they get their hands on this device. You know what I mean? This is what happens with a lot of technology. Oh, sure, it starts off as one thing, but it quickly turns into something else.
In the meantime, may I recommend Brusca's ear?
Oh, thank you. Stopgap.
It's comfortable.
It'll take the edge off.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, at the box office this weekend, number 1, The Grudge 2, with $22 million. Number 2, Leonardo DiCaprio and Matt Damon star in The Departed, which you saw. Mm-hmm. Number 3, surprisingly, the Robin Williams comedy Man of the Year. Number 4, Open Season. Number 5, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. And coming in at number 6, pro wrestler John Cena and his action movie, The Marine. Now, if you'll recall, he was here on Friday, and he promised that if his movie came in at number 1, that he would have sex with a 300-pound woman.
Yeah, well, he must have known something I didn't know at that time, which is he'd seen the movie.
Yes, it made $7 million, which is not much.
Only made 22 bucks from the Ace Man. You know what is weird about movies, though? I saw The Departed, which was a sweeping 2.5-hour epic, and then I saw The Marine 24 hours later. As a matter of fact, I saw about a 4:30 or 5 o'clock showing for both of them. So at the same time the day before, I was sitting watching a Scorsese masterpiece. They were both $10. Actually, The Marine was $11, and the Departed was $10. It was actually cheaper. they shouldn't do that, should they? I mean, hotel rooms don't work that way. Cars don't work that way. It's That's funny that they're all the same price. I mean, movies that cost $8 to make are the same price as Titanic.
Yeah, the quality has nothing to do with the price.
Yeah. It'd be nice if they adjusted it that way. Pay-per-view does that. That's something else you'll watch. It'll, you know, Tyson will be fighting Lennox Lewis. It'll be $45, but they'll have, you know, midget wrestling from Mexico. It'll be $14. It'd be nice if movies did that.
I think so, too. I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Dave, I have news for you. We have no further need for a sports-type character on this broadcast.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Oh, Monty Burns. I'm going to plow forward anyway. Weekend started watching the Dallas Stars beat the LA Kings. It ended watching the Dallas Stars beat the Anaheim Ducks. Lucky for me, I attended both games. Actually, it was delightful because I got to watch both games from luxury boxes. I was treated like I'm royalty. I had a stater, Adam Carolla. Thanks to everybody for from the Ducks, Tracy Jones and company. Mm-hmm. Last night, Brian and I had a marvelous time up in the luxury
box.
Did
you ride the Zamboni?
I did not, and I'm glad in hindsight that I rejected it, and let me tell you why.
No, that's the name of Brian's penis.
Oh, then I have to change my answer.
Yeah, I would like to change. I would like to pick up my name as Zamboni. You know, name your junk Big Lou or something, but call it the Zamboni when I ride the Zamboni.
I'll smooth out your ice. The what was bad about it was, as a matter of fact, some of the other people that were in the luxury box did go down and ride the thing, and they make you wear a helmet. And you look absolutely absurd, so I'm glad I didn't do it. But I think what happened, why the Ducks lost last night in particular, was Teemu Selanne, the Ducks winger, knew I was there, and he was trying a little hard to impress me. And I think, but next time I hope he'll just play his usual game, stay with himself. Hey, we've also got Sean Avery of the Kings coming in just a bit, and we've got some tickets to give away for tonight's game. We'll play a game. In the meantime, though, let's huddle up and look back at the weekend that was in football. You know, in between those two hockey games I mentioned, I squeezed in a trip to Bloomington, Indiana, where I watched the Indiana Hoosiers knock off 15th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes.
Big win.
Looked out, USC. We'll see you in the Rose Bowl, Pasadena, New Year's Day. Quick bit of info for everybody, though. Go watch college football. There's nothing better in sports. The crisp fall air.
And the pageantry.
Oh, it's the best. The stands are filled with the team colors, the marching bands. It's everything that's good about America, unless you're a Miami Hurricanes fan. Did you see that wonderful fight where they beat down these this poor Florida International team? It was an ugly mess on the field.
Were they kicking the guy and stomping
him? Using their helmets, yes. It was a gang fight. It was wonderful. Good to see that they're getting back to their roots. USC not looking so good, but they are still number two in the BCS. So maybe they've been struggling to beat these teams in the Pac-10. We'll see if they can get past better teams like Oregon, Cal, and Notre Dame coming up. NFL, Cowboys beat the Texans, thanks in large part to the 3 touchdown receptions of Terrell Owens. Always nice when good things happen to good people. Chargers, LaDainian Tomlinson did TO1 better, scoring 4 touchdowns to beat the 49ers. That didn't work out so well for me in our spread picks. We'll get to that in a little while. Steelers whipped the Chiefs in Pittsburgh. You know, Steelers safety Troy Polamalu, you know, used to play for USC, has that mane of hair that hangs down roughly to his buttocks.
Yes.
He intercepted a ball, and KC Chiefs running back Larry Johnson tackled him by the hair.
Yes, it was
pulled him down
to
violently. What are your feelings about that move, Ace?
I love it. I think any jackass that wants to do that. I saw an Ultimate Fighting Championship or just fight where a guy had a long ponytail and the other guy immediately grabbed onto the ponytail like it was a head handle and started mashing the guy's head into his knee over and over again, not letting go of the ponytail. And I thought, well, there you go, jackass.
Yes. Troy Polamalu is classy and handled it stoically, as you would expect. He didn't gripe about it. Ricky Williams of the Dolphins, who used to have the dreads hanging out, complained when somebody tried to do that. Well, that's not football. It's hanging out of the back of your head.
The thing that was ironic is 1 week earlier, Larry Johnson was lying on the sideline motionless because someone had tried to tear his head off, used his face mask, but either way grabbed a piece of his head and didn't let go as they went out of bounds. very ironic that 1 week later, he's on back on the field again trying to tear someone else's head off out of bounds.
I imagine it's not such a coincidence that he did it so violently. He was getting back at those who brought him down. Now, let's talk playoff baseball. Detroit Tigers finish off
this
week.
Can I say this quickly, David? It's not like me to chime in. But overall, bigger picture, this is the problem with life in general. Not on the football field, but somebody does something horrible to you, not a free safety, but your stepdad, your mom, your priest, a school teacher. And what do? Well, you don't go after that guy. You don't try to repay him by twisting his head off on the sideline. No, you let a couple of weeks, maybe a couple months, in most cases a couple years go by, and then you set your sights on somebody who did nothing to you and attempt to twist their head off. That's kind of a little microcosm of society. The poor son of a bitch, Palomao, tried to get his head tore off on the sideline, had nothing to do with the earlier incident, which would be the equivalent to the stepdad beating the crap out of the kid. You see?
I hear your noise. I thought you were going to go with the other thing is the guy who wears his hair long and then complains that you try to tackle him. It's like the hipster guy who wears the eyeliner and the dresses like he's in a faux military sort of thing and then gets upset with you for staring at him.
Wants to know why the jocks are making fun of him. Yeah. Makes his eyeliner run. Makes him cry.
All right. As I say, playoff baseball, Detroit Tigers finished off the sweep of the A's during the weekend. Not much good to discuss. If you're an A's fan, bad as the series went for the A's, though, ended up even worse for Fox and Dodger analyst Steve Lyons. Fox has been using Lou Piniella, the manager, in the booth for some of the games. He's of Latino descent, and he started saying things like En Fuego. Mm-hmm. And
Piniella did.
Yes, Piniella did. And here was Steve Lyons' response to the use of Spanish by Lou Piniella.
Luz hablan some español there, and I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand them, and I don't want to sit close to them now.
Well, and Steve Lyons has now been fired by Fox for those comments.
Well, if he wants to eat that wallet, he can get some Playboy tickets.
That's the upside of the whole thing.
I always feel sorry for the guy who realizes the other guy's steering his career into the wall at Talladega, but there's nothing to do but uncomfortably laugh next to him. That's great stuff. I'll see you in the unemployment line, Steve.
And lastly, let me get to this. Over in the National League, Cards and Mets now tied. One thing that usually drives me crazy about Fox's coverage is the in-game interviews with the managers as though they have nothing better to do with themselves. Let me just give you a little sample of that when they talk to Mets manager Willie Randolph.
Well, Willie Randolph, Oliver Perez has done the job for you so far tonight to hold the Cardinals down, and you just got exactly what you needed with Carlos Delgado doing his thing.
Well, the big man always comes through big for us. Go the other way like that, and that pitch is awesome. But Ollie's throwing the ball well. You know, we wanted to get a quality start out of him, and so far, so good.
All right, well, that's a little weird. But, you know, now the Mets did slaughter the Cardinals, and we did get a window into maybe why that happened when they talked to Tony La Russa, the manager of the Cardinals. Take a listen to this.
Well, Tony La Russa, we've seen Anthony Reyes try and settle into this start. How would you rate his performance so far?
You don't worry how I rate his performance. That's my business. You want a rating? I rate you sucky. You think you're so great, but I got news for you. You're not. I think you're sucky. Sucky, sucky. Sucky, sucky. Let's go to the sushi place and drink some sake. Sake!
A revealing interview with Tony La Russa.
That's a shame, his alcohol problems. Quickly, I do also want to mention...
just as much information as you normally glean from us. Well, right now, we're not looking ahead. You know, we've come to play, but we realize they've come to play as well. And you know, we'll know about 9 p.m. tomorrow night who wins this game when the game's over. Okay, thanks. That's just
don't they have anything better to do? The game's going on.
Just
I don't have time
much.
To talk to you up in the broadcast booth. I want to mention also... the debut last week of a show hosted by one Teresa Strasser was the highest rated show on the TV Guide Network last week.
Really?
Yes, that's right. Mazel tov to
Thank you very much. Well, mainly in part to Adam's guest appearance, I'm sure.
Yes, it was excellent.
And I'm ready for mine whenever you want.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, we have my kid's nanny, Olga, calling in next. She's going to give us a little update. Also, Dr. Gary Alter coming in today. He's the gender reassignment surgeon. Big fan of his, porn star. Jesse Jane from the Kings. Sean Avery is coming in. We'll talk to him. Got some more calls about Vegas. You guys hang tight. We'll talk to you after this. And my nanny Olga, all when the Adam Carolla Show returns.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show. Here's a list of celebrities who are not celebrating a birthday today. It's not Kelly Ripa's birthday. No birthday cake for former President Jimmy Carter. And it's definitely not guitarist John Mayer's birthday. Here's Adam on the Adam Carolla Show.
I happen to hear this driving in, listening to another radio station. It is John Mayer's birthday.
Ah, man. He's 29. What are the odds?
I was listening to K-Earth driving in, and they did, well, they don't call it birthday. They call it Earth Day, because they're in K-Earth. Like when Rick Dees would check the weather, he'd call it Dees Grease. Because, you know, it's funny.
Is it Talktober around here?
I think it may have been Rocktober. No, yeah, it used to be Talktober. No, wait, it's right. I definitely know we just finished with September.
Okay, good.
That much I know. Yeah, I think we're in Talktober over here. Hey, let me tell you something about radio, everybody. Radio, if you want to know why everything in radio sounds so bad, all the ideas sound horrible. Radio is like, it has all the effed up personalities that TV has, but the people are stupid. So, see, I'll say this about TV and Hollywood. People in Hollywood and television and in the movies and all that kind of stuff, they're horrible people. They're horrible narcissists. They're the worst people on the planet. But at least they have a couple of brain cells to rub together. They're sort of like attorneys. They're horrible, hateful, deceitful people that you'd want to spend no time with. But at least they pass the bar. You got to give them that. They went to college. Part of what makes them evil is they'll use their knowledge against you, or they'll use their vocabulary against you. Radio people are like publicists. They're evil and horrible and have personality disorders, but they're stupid on top of it. So you get the worst of all worlds. And that, and thus, Talktober and September. And whatever else is coming up.
Tuesdays.
Rocktober. Two for Tuesdays.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, here's the other thing about radio that's great, too. Somebody comes up with one horrible thing like Two for Tuesdays or Rocktober or September or Talktober or Drop Trow, and the other retards grab onto it and hang onto it with both hands like it's a great idea. See, somebody came up with the horrible September or the Talktober or the Rocktober, whatever it was, in 1968, and it spread throughout the country because radio guys are so stupid, they thought, well, that's going to be a great idea. Yeah, really, it's horrible. All right, where were we? My nanny Olga is on the phone. Also, we have Brian who's on the way to eat his wallet. Brian?
Yeah.
You're ready to eat your wallet?
I'm not looking forward to it as much as I thought I would be, but I'm on my way.
Well, Ozzy is mixing up his herbs and spices, so be ready for that.
Okay.
All right. When are you going to get here?
I have no idea. I'm on the 110 right now.
Oh, I see.
But, yeah.
It's a pretty long stretch of highway. Where might you be on the 110?
Just past Slauson.
Ah, near the Slauson cutoff. Well, okay.
All righty.
Hey, Brian.
Yes.
Don't bother.
Oh, my God.
I don't like your personality.
Oh,
really?
No. Nah, I've had enough.
That's it?
Don't come in.
Can somebody else call and eat their wallet?
I don't know. I don't like Brian's attitude.
He ruined it for everybody?
He comes on the right. Look, don't call in. I don't want to talk to you.
He's what? On his way. He going to send him back?
Wait a second.
That's fine. Get somebody else.
Where did you give him a pep talk about how to be on air?
No, I didn't.
Brian?
Yeah.
I need to hear a little enthusiasm out of you. All I got so far is you're somewhere on a freeway, you're not real chatty, and you're not excited about eating your wallet.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I gotcha.
Okay.
No, yeah, I'm just, you know, trying to fight through this traffic here.
I understand. You got your game face on?
Maybe he's nervous.
You're nervous?
A little bit.
Okay.
But
all right,
definitely.
Brian.
What's that?
You're going to come in, you're going to eat your wallet after Ozzy cooks it.
I will.
Okay.
And I will finish it before the show's over.
Okay. All right. I've turned the corner on him.
I think he's just trying to add to the gravity. He's being intense like a player before a big game.
Mm-hmm. All right. Game face. I'm with that. Matt wants to blow up something in his car. Matt?
Hey, Adam. It's Matt with the Mercedes.
Yeah. You have the C230?
Yes. Willing to fill it up with pumpkin.
Is that the little coupe?
Yeah, the sports sedan.
Yeah, it's not a lot of car. Probably lease that thing for $340 a month, yes?
I bought it for $500 a month.
Hold on a second. I don't know if that's enough automobile. I'd like to go 50-plus thousand before I blow something up. I'll put them on the list.
We can get better.
Okay.
We have the rest of the show. We can get better.
All right, let me talk to my nanny, Olga, over here. She's watching...
She's from Guatemala, yes?
Two little kids. Yeah, I guess so. Olga?
Ozzy? Hello?
Ozzy's not in here.
Who is he?
This is your boss. This is Adam.
Oh, Mr. Corolla, ¿cómo andas?
Good to speak to you, Olga.
Nice to see you. I see you eating cookies. I was just going through your liquor cabinet. You think for a millionaire you have better stuff, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. You think I'd have better booze. A lot of that's just gifts from cheap friends.
Oh, I see cervezas. Nice, pero not at 6 in the morning, you know.
Yeah, probably shouldn't be boozing this early when you're watching the kids, you know.
You know, I was going to say the same thing.
Okay. Well, maybe when you sober up, you'll say it. How's it going over there?
It's going fine, you know. It's wonderful. Your little boy, he's looking at me up and down.
Oh.
You got a horny little pervert on your hands.
I think he's probably just hungry or something.
Oh, he thinks after his father. I see you looking at... No. No toques mis chichis.
Here's the thing. The kid's barely 4.5 months years old. I don't think...
I had to smack the boy around a little.
Yeah, look, I want to talk to you about that.
No, it was an accident. I thought he had a caterpillar crawling on his face, right? But it was just his unibrow.
Oh.
It was his unibrow.
Well, I guess that'd be the nature part.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, the kids all right, or are they giving you a hard time?
It's fine. But let me tell you something. Sonny is going to grow up to be big and strong and sexy like his old man.
Thank you.
What I want to do to you, Senor Corolla.
I think my wife Lynette's somewhere in the house, so she'd probably keep that kind of talk down.
No, Lynette, she's not here. Where do you think she is? She's all spending your money.
But
I wouldn't do that to you, I tell you something.
She's spending my mommy?
She's spending your mommy.
Oh, my money. She's out spending money. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
All right.
And your little Natalia, I do.
Yeah, she's sweet. You know, little.
Oh, no, she did not.
What's wrong with Natalia?
No, you did not. What? Did she just give me the finger?
No, she
you
doesn't know that.
Know me.
Don't hit her.
You don't know me. Olga. I see you looking at... You don't know me. Okay, I don't like her.
Olga, don't... No, look.
I don't
look, kids...
Like her mama, she don't appreciate what she has. But I do, Senor Corolla.
Well, I got to tell you, Natalia is like a little gymnast. She's stiff. I stand her up. She puts her arms up.
She sure doesn't have a stiff finger, I tell you that much.
All right. She didn't mean to do that with her middle finger, I'm sure.
All right.
The boy's like a sack of coffee. You tilt him up, he's just a sack of coffee beans, and then you let him go, and he just tips right over. And he gives you that look. Oh, I'm tipping over. I hope someone's going to do something. What's that?
I like coffee.
Okay.
A little
whiskey.
Wonderful.
Okay, where is it? So Lynette's not there.
No, she's shopping. She went to Barney's. I said, Barney's? What are you talking about, Barney's? Isn't that purple thing?
She went to Barney's of New York. Yeah, not Barney's.
No, pero, is he famous? You know who he is? I thought he was actually like this big toy that walks around.
No, that's Barney the Dinosaur. There's Barney's of New York. It's a very expensive clothing store.
Oh, well, excuse me, Mr. Hotshot.
I got to tell you something, Olga. Huh? I had a gift certificate to Barney's once for $1,000.
$1,000? I love it.
And I knew.
That's
I know,
how much you pay me on a yearly basis. I love you for
I know it makes you hot, baby. And I went in there. And I said, well, I know this place is expensive, but it's a gift certificate. What the hell? I wanted myself a nice leather jacket. So a guy I was talking to was a salesman there. I said, that's a nice leather jacket, wearing kind of a bomber jacket. I said, that's a good looking coat. What's that one cost? And he said, it's $3,500.
I don't be so stupid. You could have bought a pleather one at Pancho's giveaway. It's wonderful there.
I know. I know. I didn't have a gift certificate over at Pancho's giveaway, though.
I give you one para Navidad. It's around the corner.
Thank you. So what's on the schedule for today, Olga? You going to take the kids out for a walk or
not
just
a
boozing
much,
and beating?
I mean, I'm going to take them on a walk. Mm-hmm. And maybe we do a little palotas. Mm-hmm. Your woman likes palotas. I don't know what it is. She gave me this address.
The Pilates. Pilates?
Palotas.
Ah,
sí. But, pero that's a popsicle.
Mm-hmm.
Es español. Pero si we do the Pilates with the babies, mm-hmm. I go a little swimming.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe do a little tanning salon while they wait in the car.
Oh, no. You can't leave the kids out in the car, okay. Olga. You gotta.
My mama always let me in the car.
I know, but it's a different time. I'm paying you to look after the kids, not get Tanner.
See, it was the 1950s, bro. You don't know what you're talking about.
It was a different time.
Who is the nanny there?
Mm-hmm.
Yo?
What? Who's what?
Who is the nanny? Come on, I know what I'm doing.
Who's the nanny? Oh, you're the nanny. That's uh-huh. right. All right, I'll let you take care of your professional business.
Okay.
We need to take a break, Olga. You're doing a wonderful job
with
the kids.
Thank you. We go enjoy driving. Say bye-bye, Papi. They say bye-bye, Papi.
Yeah, the great children. My nanny, Olga. The girl's so cute, and she's beautiful, and she's stiff as a board. I hold her up with one hand like I'm holding a tray, like I'm wearing roller skates and working at a 50s diner. Just hold her straight over my head with one hand, and she lies out. She gets...
Superman?
Yeah, she'll do the front Superman, or she'll do the back Superman. But she'll stretch out, and she'll get hard as a board, and then I'll put her down, and she'll want to go right back up again. She wants to pop up on her feet, whereas the boy just wants to sit there and look fat. He just has this crazy look. And the thing that's funny about kids is they get startled every once in a while, but not when they should. They'll decide when to get startled. You know, I'll be playing the same repetitive game with Sonny over and over again. I grab his arms. I'll sit him on my lap, and I'll grab his arms. And when I grab his arms, he does like a crab, like a muscle man kind of crab. And then I pull him apart. And I pretend to strain. And they get straight out like he's going to be crucified. And he gets delighted by this. And then I can feel him pulling him back in. But somewhere around between the 8th and the 12th one, he'll get scared. I'll be doing the exact same thing. And all of a sudden, he'll give that. And he gives that. What the F? Like I just walked into the room. Like, huh? And then you'll see him and go, Sonny, don't be scared. Then you see the bottom lip start to turn. That big bottom. When that bottom lip turns, it's on now. Bottom lip just start turning. Then it's, you know what? It's funny. It's kind of funny. It's like, you know when your cat is going to throw up and starts hacking up a fur ball? And you grab the cat. Like, I got to get it out of the room. I got to get into the bathroom outside. I don't want him to heave onto the carpet. Same kind of thing you get with the bottom lip. When I see Sonny's bottom lip turning, I'm like, Sonny, no! No! Hey! Grab the keys, you know. Drop the pants. Slap myself in the head with my own shoe. Don't do it! And he'll just, I'm sorry. It's on. The switch has been thrown. Cannot unring this bell, as T would say. All right, we need to take a break. L.A. Kings Sean Avery, most hated man in hockey.
But beloved by the ladies.
Yeah. Here he's going out with Alicia Cuthbert.
Right. She's a fox.
Yeah. What was her movie?
The Girl Next Door?
Yeah. Hot. She came into Loveline. Called me old.
What?
Broke my heart. Drew was laughing his ass off, and I was like, hey, old man, you're 8 years older than I am. Why are you laughing? We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with Sean Avery from the Kings after this.
The Adam Carolla Show. Call 866-901-ADAM.
And now Avery is going to get into a scrap. Avery going at it down there on the right side. Well, you have to assume that Sean Avery gets the first penalty.
I think he wanted a piece of Sean Avery.
But Avery draws the ire of everyone in black.
The man some are expecting to lead the NHL in penalty minutes. LA Kings Sean Avery on the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Sean.
How you doing, man?
You seem good. You seem so mild-mannered off the ice.
They've put me on a severe Xanax
drip
prescription to calm me down this year.
Mm-hmm. Did you led the league in penalty points?
Yeah,
minutes,
last,
I should say?
Last couple of years. Minutes, yeah.
How many minutes is that?
I think it was about 260. It's a lot.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You either want to lead it or not be in the box at all. You don't want to be, you know, number 11 or something.
Go big or go home.
Right.
Well, I think you can tell what the NHL thinks of the Nancys who don't fight at all. They have a trophy for the least penalty minutes called Lady Bing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't want to win the Lady Bing.
No, anything with lady in it in a sport is probably not a good thing.
The other thing is, as I was pointing out to Sheck, I believe I was at the Staples Center watching the Kings play a few nights back when we all went out there. And they run the highlight package. It's the Kings scoring the goals. It's the fans going crazy. In the highlight package, the montage thing they run during the break, there's some fighting. Guys beating the crap out of each other. And I thought, not too many sports would have that. Like, if you picture basketball, they wouldn't show some big dunks and then some guys going up into the stands and beating the crap out
Pacers
of
Pacers beating up fans.
As a matter of fact, they would probably intentionally keep that out of the highlight package. Hockey, it's right in there.
You like it, though, Sean?
Yeah, I do. I think I've liked it since I was probably 8 or 9. It's kind of instilled in most of the Canadians. I think the European guys kind of shy away from it a little bit, but, you know.
You grew up playing hockey in Canada.
Yeah.
And there were brawling in the Pee Wee Hockey League?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there was, you know, funny enough, mostly more so the parents would fight more than us when we were younger. And then as we got older, we would kind of, we took over because they were getting older. They couldn't do it anymore, so.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be 9 years old in junior hockey skating around and see dad up in the stands beating the crap out of some other dad.
Pounding away on some dude from some northern small town in Canada. Yeah, that'd be pretty funny, but not anymore. They're just, well, you can't see anyone now in the stands.
Right. I mean, because it's,
well, it's too big and
it's too fast.
I think our parents have grown up and matured a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, Sean Avery's no slouch, by the way. You know, he's not like Marty McSorley, the former king who scored 2 goals every decade. Sean Avery went for 15 goals last year. Yep. This is why you're hated, because you score a goal and then you whip him on top of it.
15's not that many. It's all right, but.
Well, speaking of scoring, how about Alicia Cuthbert? Now, that's hot.
How long was it till we were going to get on that?
How long have you been dating Alicia?
About a year now.
Hockey players quietly get some of the highest class tail
out of all athletes. There's a lot of guys.
It's because they're not freakish. They're, you know, 185-pound, 200-pound guys. They're regular guys with great builds and a great paycheck. And that you don't have Mutombo trying to get on a couple. I mean, you don't have some freak of nature. It's sort of the thing that a lot of people don't understand.
It's a little bit more comforting for them, I think.
Yeah, I think a lot of people
think.
They
don't get as scared. Yeah, and we don't have a crime record like a lot of the sports.
You commit your crimes on the ice. Yeah, you know what I mean? You do it inside the ring.
Yeah.
The thing about players, like a lot of people think that the football players get laid in high school, but the reality is a 350-pound lineman who's 17 years old is not getting laid. I mean, there's a couple of guys on the team who get...
I don't even think a guy that big has the coordination to really be that great in bed.
I'll tell you, I would like to see that. One wouldn't think. Yeah, I mean, there's no 350-pound acrobats or gymnasts.
Yeah, no.
And you know, in the porn star, I'd like to find out the biggest porn star. I'd like to find out the heaviest. I know Ron Jeremy's making a run.
He's got
to
be the heaviest.
The title.
But he's a short man.
He's got the biggest barrel, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Stomach. God, I mean. You know what I meant.
Yes.
Yeah, it is funny now they have to pull it aside to receive oral. And that's the time. That's how I knew it was time to hang up the old porn towel. You know, as an athlete, it becomes sad when a guy hangs on too long. In porn, it is a crime. It is a crying shame. It's sad to see a guy out there, you know, Jerry Rice isn't able to get the separation he once had on the field. But Ron Jeremy, you want to talk about
Smith
sad.
Is still on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah, that's a great shame.
Is he still doing it?
I don't know. Did he get kicked off yet? No.
No, he's still on it.
Still on.
Still on it.
Man. Sad.
Do you have issue with that?
I mean, I just think he's got enough dough. He doesn't really need to do that, does he?
Well, as they keep repeating over and over, he's a competitor.
What happens if Rob Blake, defenseman of the Kings, decides to go on Dancing with the Stars?
While he's playing?
Yeah.
Like off season? It would be a tough year for him coming back.
You would fight your own teammate.
I don't know if I would go that far, but he'd hear a lot. He'd hear it every day.
Sean Avery is in studio from the Kings. We actually have some Kings tickets to give away. I should have spoke about this earlier. I think we're going to play NHL player or Star Wars character, yes?
Yeah, many wonderful names in both events, yes.
Mm-hmm. So you call in 866-901-ADAM. Dave, you'll throw out the name.
Right.
We've done it. NBA player, Stektok. NBA player, Tekstok.
But now I feel this is even more promising. With the Chichus and the Tamus and the Anjay Kopitars.
Right.
I think we have many wonderful names.
All right. And the Kings game is tonight. We'll have tickets for tonight, right, Breskin?
Detroit 7:30. Red Wings tonight, yes.
Red Wings. All right. We'll take a phone call and see if someone wants to play along. Line two. Josh?
Yes.
You want to play?
Yes.
All right. This is NHL player or Star Wars character. Dave?
It's NHL player or Star Wars character.
How about that intro? Classy. All right, here's what we're going to do. We'll get the caller must get two out of three names correctly. He must correctly identify the name as either an NHL player or a Star Wars character. All right, is the caller ready?
I am ready.
All right, let's do this thing. The first name, Lubos Barteco. Lubos Barteco.
I'm going to say Star Wars character.
Sean Avery, how say you?
No.
That's incorrect. That's Sean's teammate.
Lubo. Love that. Where's he from?
No.
He's not on the team?
No, he doesn't play for us.
Come on, Dave. Do your research.
I think he plays in Atlanta, doesn't he?
Yes, that's what I meant to say. I meant to say Sean beat the hell out of him once or twice. That's what I meant to say. My apologies to Lubos. All right, let's go with number two. Let's get past this embarrassing moment. All right, got to get the next two correct. Wedge Antilles. Wedge Antilles.
Oh, that's a Star Wars character, definitely.
How say you, Sean Avery?
That's correct.
Nice.
Right you are. All right, it comes down to this. Four tickets to the L.A. Kings versus the visiting Detroit Red Wings tonight.
Lubo and Wedges was a chain of gay bars I opened in the early mid-80s. It was before the whole grids thing came out.
You were ahead of your time? It didn't work out?
Mm-mm. All right.
Your last name. Yuri Dopita.
I'm going to say NHL player.
How say you, Sean Avery?
Yeah, you got that one. Nice. That was a guess.
Very nice.
NHL player.
Wow.
Or Star Wars character.
As an added bonus, does he get to sit next to Alicia Cuthbert tonight?
Does she come to a lot of games?
Yeah, she goes to a lot. Yeah, she, I don't see it, but I know there's a lot of yelling, and she gets a little too into it, I would say. A lot of swearing, and she's a good Canadian girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I saw the girl next door, and then she came on Loveline when I was doing that show a couple years back, and I thought, wow, this is a hot little minx. Baby, what's going on? And she's like, hey, wow,
it's
pops.
Good thing there's a big table in between the two of us.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Fisticuffs.
She's a beautiful woman. That's all I'm saying. And then she called me old.
Now, how did that come out? She didn't just say you're old.
Somebody said, I don't know, somebody called up or something and said, hey, how about you, what do you think of the Ace Man? She went, he's old. And I realized she was right.
Short.
Yeah, I should have. I was choked up with tears, so I couldn't come back. That's nice, though. She's hot.
She's hot.
Ace, maybe you could help Sean. You know, he likes the fisticuffs. You know, Ace over here is no slouch with the gloves himself. He's a boxing trainer.
Oh, really?
Maybe you two could.
Used to be. Yeah, I'm a puss now, though. I realize I'm not producing any testosterone anymore. It's all estrogen. I swear I
watch. Get him into the ultimate fighting.
Are you saying those are girls? Oh, no.
No.
It's a little tougher than
I realize. I can't. I got nothing left in the tank. I watched Oprah on Saturday morning.
Which one?
The one where she's on the road with her friend
with Gail
King. Yeah, me and my wife watched that with our dog and our two kids.
Or somebody told me she's dating Bono now.
No, they did a show together, Oprah and Bono, raising money for charity.
Menage a trois.
Yeah, sad. All right, Sean Avery, we'll be watching tonight, 7:30, Kings Staples Center, playing the Detroit Red Wings. tell Elise your grandpa said hi. Yeah.
I will.
Thank We're going to take a break. We're going to play a little Mr. Brightside when we come back. You remember that one? Yeah, I don't think we'll be getting the assist, as they say in hockey, from Tom Likas. It'll all be going solo. 866-901-ADAM, Mr. Brightside, call with your problems after this.
To the Adam Carolla Show. Feeling down? Well, let Mr. Brightside cheer you up. Call 866-901-ADAM.
I got fired.
A lot of people don't have a job to get fired from.
I've been taking care of my 14-year-old nephew.
He's an indentured servant.
I had to put my cat to sleep on
Good. Sex. All cats do is sleep anyway.
Adam puts a positive spin on your problems on the Adam Carolla Show.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM. Give me a call. Hey, you know the number. Give me a call and I'll put a happy spin on the day's problems. Let's get started.
Got problems? Need cheering up? Talk to Mr. Brightside, Adam Carolla.
Just put on a happy face.
All right, let's talk to Steve. Steve?
I'm here, Adam.
What's the problem?
I had a one-night stand a couple weeks ago, and I got herpes.
Mm.
And it wasn't with, like, Paris Hilton or Tara Reid or something. It was, you know, a fat chick.
I understand. But you don't get, you know, here's the thing about venereal diseases. That's a double-edged sword there, because obviously you have herpes. That's horrible. On the other hand, you got laid. You wouldn't have got the herpes if you didn't get laid. If you got herpes from eating tofu, that would be horrible. If you got herpes from putting in a drainage ditch, from digging a drainage ditch or putting in a sprinkler system, or if you got herpes because a guy kicked you in the nuts when you're getting off the subway, that would be horrible. But you, the whole reason you got herpes is because someone else's mouth, a stranger's mouth, obviously a stranger knows what they're doing because they had herpes. No virgin. Stranger's mouth was on your pepe, or the vagina was on your pepe. I say a small price to pay for getting laid. A lot of virgins out there that wish they had herpes. Plus, they have all kinds of different medications these days. Mm-hmm. Rub a little salve on there, take a pill, interferon. It's fine. It's no longer a big problem. As a matter of fact, I was going to open a gay bar called The Viral Load. Nothing to do with herpes, but it comes close. Steve, do you have genital herpes?
That's right, Adam.
That's another good coin toss there. Would you rather have herpes where you had the big herpetic sore on your lip for the world to see, or worse, on the Johnson? On one hand, this one you could go to. If you have it on your Johnson, you can attend a business meeting. No problemo. Nobody knows. But then when you get busy later on that night, not such a great thing. And then you have to have the discussion. You have to have the herpes discussion. Have you worked out your herpes discussion, Steve?
I'm working on it, Adam. Maybe you could help me with that, too.
Well, I'll bang out some of the big beats. I'll give you the broad strokes on that later on, all right? But look,
Sounds
you
good.
Got laid. That's my point. You can't get herpes from not getting laid. As my grandfather, Carolla, told me, he was from the old country many, many years ago. Son, you don't get herpes from beating off. I was four.
It's a sweet memory.
Yeah.
He was killed by a prostitute shortly thereafter. Carlos?
What's going on, man?
What's going on?
I've had better weekends than this.
What happened?
Since you love cars so much, I have this classic 57 Chevy that just has a paint job about a year old. I'm trying to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's coming down my street, small street, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not even this guy. He decided to teach his wife how to drive.
Mm.
She comes by, sideswipes my 57 Chevy, loses control, goes into my driveway. It's my roommate's 2005 Ultima.
Mm-hmm.
Pushes his Ultima into my 2002 Tahoe, pushing my Tahoe into my 2004 work truck.
Well.
And this guy doesn't have insurance.
No insurance, but the good news is you own 9 cars.
No, I don't. One of them is on work truck, which my boss owns, which in 10 minutes I got to tell him this happened.
How about you drive that 57 Chevy in here and I blow something up in it and you go to the Playboy Mansion? Does it work? Does it still run?
Yeah, it runs, but I'm trying to sell it. I'm actually partners with the guy on that.
Mm-hmm. Do you have insurance on the car?
And on the 57, I only have liability.
Mm. So you're going to have to eat it. Now, can this guy pay for it?
Oh, he says, oh, I work. Don't worry. But this guy has a 91 Maxima with no insurance.
Yeah, a lot of folks driving around L.A. with no insurance.
I love my people, but you damn Mexican, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's tough.
I mean, he's one of mine. That's the worst part.
Yeah, I got a whole list of nationalities I hope hit me. Mexican somewhere. Well, it's middle toward the bottom. I won't say exactly where you're on it. But I'd like to be hit by a Swedish national driving a Volvo.
I had the best joke by the tow truck driver.
You know I'm not lying. You hear the Japanese flute behind me, don't you? Ironically, yeah, Japanese pretty high on my list of cultures to get hit by too.
Tow truck driver gave me the best joke ever.
What'd he say?
He goes, "How do you know you're in an Asian community?"
Oh, no, I don't want to hear
it. I want to hear it. Go ahead.
All the Mexicans have insurance.
I like a group. You see, I like a bullet that can assassinate two dignitaries at once. I like a racial joke that gets a couple races
Daisy
in there.
Daisy cutter.
Yeah, Daisy cutter. Nice job, Carlos. Well, look, I'm sorry if you're not in a better mood, but I'm in a better mood because of this.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
Every once in a while, Mr. Brightside's got to look in the mirror. Poor little sunshine up himself. Robert?
Yeah, this is Robert.
What's up?
Adam, how you doing?
Good, Robert.
Good. Hey, I know you get up early in the morning, so you can sympathize. I don't know how you can make this sound good, but how can you make sitting an hour and a half of traffic 7 miles away from your work a good situation?
Well, what city are you calling from?
Well, I'm over here at the 405-55 interchange, Irvine-Newport.
Mm-hmm. So you got a little free FM going, huh?
That's right.
I must say I have mixed feelings about living next door to work or living very close to work. If you think about it, everyone complains about the commute. Oh, man, sitting in traffic, got to get to work. On the other hand, what if you just worked next door to where you live? I don't think I would like that. It would be convenient, but I need a decompression period going from my bed to my office. I need a couple of miles. There's someone yelling through the window there. I like the drive to work. I like listening to the radio. I like listening to some music. I like the sort of thinking about what's going to go on when I arrive to work. I don't know if I'd want it to hit me all of a sudden. I wouldn't like a 2-hour commute to work. On the other hand, a little time with yourself in the automobile and the Ace Man. You could
absolutely
do worse.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you got me, you got your car, you got your radio. You have air conditioning.
Good job, Adam.
You have a heater. What?
Way to go.
All right.
Made it happen.
I'm not sure what's going on with Robert.
I think he said good job.
Oh. Sounds like he said get a job.
I thought so too for a second. Then I realized he said good job.
And I thought, ironically, well, this is it. Let's talk to Lori. Lori?
Ace Man.
What's up, baby doll?
Well, I'm driving through Las Vegas traffic to go get my daughter to help her find a job. She just got fired on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend doesn't know that yet, but he's listening. He probably knows now.
What job did she get fired from?
She was a medical assistant.
Hey, everybody! Put your hands together for Lori's daughter. Now, we had to let her go because she broke the pole. She's a big gal. There's your brothers in the crowd who know what I'm talking about. Hey, quit your grin and drop your lid. Let's go. We got businessman lunch coming in here. Noon to 5. Bottomless salad bowl, bottomless iced tea, and all the hot wings you can handle. Change stage 4. She's going to need to find herself a job. But Lori's boyfriend's gonna stop having sex with her. Wait a minute, maybe I've said too much. Lori didn't know about that. Blah, 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 blah. I'm sorry, what was she doing? She was a stripper?
Part-time. Only for the better clients.
No. What did she do? What is her profession?
She's a medical assistant.
Mm-hmm. And she has been fired from her job, or she quit her job. Which was it?
She got fired. She's got two babies. She'd never quit.
Mm-hmm. Why did she get fired?
It's a mystery, you know. They told her that all her patients loved her, and they liked her, but they just had to let her go.
Mm. There's a lot of that going on, and I say if you fire somebody, you need to tell them why you fired them, because obviously there's a reason. People do that in every facet of life. They break up with someone. Hey, T, man, you're dynamite. Yes. You are a great-looking lady. You're vivacious. You're whip smart. Nobody gives oral with an Altoid like you. Sorry, guys.
Maybe you could take her to the Playboy Mansion with you, boost her spirits a little.
I don't know.
No. Might find a new job there.
She doesn't. I appreciate you whoring out your daughter. But
I'm not sure
if she's going to look good in that French maid outfit.
Well, you know, she borrowed mine for Halloween 1 year, and it was all right.
Laura, I guess you're trying to be funny, because that would be inappropriate otherwise.
Yeah, I know.
All right, here's the deal. But I say them, and they're funny. Here's what I want to say about your daughter. I'm going to drop Mr. Brightside for 1 second, really focus on your daughter. She's got two kids. She's single?
Yes.
Okay, so she has no husband, but two young kids and no job. Right. She's
right now.
There's something she's not doing right in life. Now, I want everyone to focus on that for a second. Take a good, hard look at yourself and assess yourself. Assess yourself as if you weren't a person. Let's just say you were a stock. Let's just say you're a piece of property. Let's just say you're comparing yourself. Let's say you're walking through the giant store of humans and you're going to make a purchase. Would you buy you? I don't think so. You'd have to be almost free in order for you to purchase you. But you're looking at all the packaging, and you're looking at the labeling, and you're looking at the ingredients, and you're taking a look. And you're saying, well, let's see. I've been fired. I've been divorced. I got a couple of kids. They have no dad. What's going on? Now, you blame the old man. You blame the boss. You blame the neighbor. You blame the meter maid. You blame society. But ultimately, how are you doing? Let's check your dance card. If you get fired and your boss says, hey, man, your customers love you. I love you. Everyone here loves you. But I'm firing you. He's lying. You're doing something. And it's clear he just doesn't have the huevos to get into it. And he doesn't want to get into it with you. And he doesn't even deem you salvageable. You're going to have to figure it out on your own, but you're going to have to figure it out. If you just go home and have a couple of beers and say, he fired me because he was jealous. He fired me because I did too much work. He fired me because my customers love me so much. Well, then you're not going to learn anything and you're going to get fired again. All right, back to Mr. Brightside quickly. Let's see. Lori, who'd you want me to talk to, phone screener Kyle? Held up some fingers a minute ago. He likes somebody.
Anthony's the guy.
Anthony. Anthony?
Adam.
What's happening? You're the guy who shaved half your body on this show last week?
That's me.
What's up?
Yeah, I tried calling for a little Mr. Brightside. After I got shaved, I proceeded to work like I usually do, and my boss was a little upset and pretty much said I'm lucky that I work outside in the field. If not, he probably would have had to let me go for looking like a fool.
Mm-hmm. And your business was what?
Work outside. I'm a surveyor.
Oh, a surveyor, right. You're the guy who holds the stick while the other guy shoots the elevations, right?
I watch the guys hold the stick, but yeah.
Wow.
That's what I do.
Didn't know there's anything lower than the guy who held the stick.
No, that's actually higher. That's the supervisor.
Whoa. Nice. So you say you're higher than he is. Okay.
Absolutely.
That's the job I want, the guy who holds the stick. See, when they shoot elevations, the one guy sets up the transit and he gets it all lined up, and the other guy just walks with a stick. You okay? You good? Yeah. Then you just stand there and lean against a stick all day. Well, the other guy writes down numbers. Well, here's the thing, Anthony. You didn't get fired. You were almost fired, but you didn't get fired. And almost getting fired doesn't count as anything. That's not getting fired. That's like almost being out of bounds on a touchdown run. Well, you didn't go out of bounds. You scored. And when you scored, I mean, you're going to the Playboy Mansion. So you keep your job and the Playboy tickets. Last one, Rachel.
Yes.
What's going on with you?
I'm not getting laid.
Hmm.
My husband is gone in the military, and I'm not going to be getting laid for, like, a very long time. And dildos don't work, and I'm not good at it. It's just not the same.
Yeah. Tell that to Dave. He swears by him. Well, Rachel, here's the thing. When is hubby going to be back?
Between four months and a year.
Mm. And how old are you?
21.
Mm-hmm. And he may be back in a body bag. And I don't mean dead. I just mean it's a funny gag coming back in a body bag. And then it's a fun story. I came back from Iraq in a body bag. And they'll be like, what? No, I just put my feet in it while I was on the plane. It was funny. Mm-hmm. Rachel? Yes. Your hubby's over there doing the Lord's work, or at least our version of the Lord's work. He's doing our Lord's work. I think when we say Lord's work, we should now clarify. He's doing our version of the Lord's work. He's doing our Lord's work over there. So you'll have a lot of love built up for him when he comes back.
Well, hell yeah.
Look, if he was living here, you guys would be divorced inside of 6 months anyway. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. And it makes the vagina hungry. Mm-hmm. Same poem.
My hunger of wanting sex, like, right now. Like,
well, use the tub.
Every day.
Use the tub. That's what I've learned. Come on. It's your job. Look, everyone talks about, you know, how patriotic the guys are and how brave the guys are who are going over there, going to Iraq and doing the work. How about the ladies that stay home? Your patriotic duty is to masturbate and not cheat. Or I can set you up with a half-shaved surveyor.
No.
No? Okay, you're cool.
I love my husband too good, yeah.
All right.
All right, thank you.
You just think about him, and you build up a nice, nice head of steam. And when he comes home in 4 to 6 months, it will be a sexual party the likes of which he'll never forget. Yes?
Yes.
All right. The guy who's going to, should we outro that? Yeah, there you go, Mr. Brightside.
Feel better? We knew you would.
Put on a happy face.
Well, real quick, Steve's on the line. Steve?
Yeah.
Girlfriend's bipolar?
Yeah.
Well, it's trouble, but it's great. It's great sex. Nutty people make the greatest sexual partners. Just don't marry her. Don't marry her. Look, as a guy, you should hope that you date 300 women that are clinically insane and then marry somebody who's the most adjusted and self-actualized in the world. That's what you do.
Feel better? We knew you would.
Put on a happy day.
All right, Ozzy is warming up his flap steak. The guy who's going to eat his wallet is coming in here. Dr. Gary Alter. Grab him real quick. Would you, Bruskett? He's sitting right out there. He's a doctor. I just want to make sure it's okay to eat your wallet.
Oh, this will make me feel a lot better. I was concerned.
Yeah. I want to know if it's physically okay to eat your wallet. Good to see you, Dr. Gary Alter. Plastic surgeon, gender reassignment specialist, and great disappointment to his Jewish parents. Gary, is it okay to eat leather? Can you physically eat leather?
It probably is. Mm-hmm. You know, if you got strong teeth.
All right. So it's all right.
It probably is. I don't know. It's not something they really teach in med school.
Well, you hear it in boxing commentary all the time. That guy's eating a lot of leather. I'm sure they don't mean consuming a wallet. I think they mean being punched.
I'm sure you probably got to cut it up really well.
Yeah, we'll cut it up.
Put some seasoning on it.
Ozzy's going to marinate it, and we'll be fine. All right, give it a big thumbs up. We're going to need you to sign some paperwork, but that'll be fine. The guy who's going to do that is in here. We want to talk to him, Bruskett?
Yeah, we'll talk to him next. For Playboy tickets, obviously.
That's right. We'll examine the wallet. We'll talk to him, and we'll be right back after this.
More Adam Carolla coming up.
The Adam Carolla Show, eh? Poser.
The Adam Carolla Show. Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Thursday, October 26th, we're doing our Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. It's Blotto in the Grotto. Guys, if you want to join us, you got to prove you're worthy with a humiliating stunt. Check the list at adamcarolla.com. Blotto in the Grotto at the Playboy Mansion with the Adam Carolla Show.
Which you are. There's bad news and bad news when it comes to the Eagles' witchy woman. The bad news is it blows rhino ass. And then the other bad news is it's 6 minutes and 27 seconds long. It's just an American Indian tom-tom. Ooh, bah, bah, bah. Ooh, witchy. She's got the cat eyes and the nine lives. She's an evil gypsy woman. Ooh, this song blows ass, too. I got to tell you, the Eagles, for me, is a group and then individually have done some of the greatest musical damage of any four or five people around.
I love also that this is now, your complaints about this music has now turned into a game of Mike Dawson, the sound guy, and writer Mike Lynch tormenting you with the songs that they think are going to drive you the craziest.
Witchy woman.
They're delighted out there.
Well, listen, I give Joe Walsh a pass, though. He's pretty good, especially with the James Gang stuff. Where were we? Brian is here. He's 25. works for an environmental recovery service company. He's going to come out here, and he is here. He's going to eat his wallet. Brian?
How you doing, Adam?
Good to see you. He's a good-looking man, would you say, Teresa?
Yes, I was surprised. Mm-hmm. He's a very, very good-looking, good-looking kid. Yeah. He's very young.
Too young for Teresa. Yes. Teresa's a full 4 years older than you are.
Could be
three and a half. I'm not sure when your birthdays are. But point is, she wants to go a little older than herself, like 30, 31, something like that. Yes, T?
Yes, but he's gorgeous.
I have Brian's wallet in front of me. He's going to eat his wallet. Ozzy?
Hi, I'm here.
Ozzy, nice Jerry curl.
He keeps saying, by the way, that he can't hear in his headsets, and I keep putting his headsets on, and I hear fine. I don't know what's going on, but you're driving me crazy, Ozzy.
He stood too close to the cannon at his grandfather's wedding.
It's not working.
It's not working. All right. Well, look, you can read my lips, right, Ozzy?
Okay.
And we can't understand what you're saying anyway, so who cares? Ozzy, you're going to marinate the wallet.
Okay.
Along with some flap steak and the chimichurri sauce.
Okie dokie.
Then you're going to grill it up.
Maybe need a chopper, no?
I think you cook it whole, and then Brian will chop it up and eat it. Now, there is... how much money in the wallet? Well, I count $40 in the wallet.
It's about right.
Oh, really? Because there's 100. Oh. It means I get to keep 60. There's 100 bucks in the wallet. We have the pass to the 24-hour... fitness place.
It's okay, leaving for the tip.
Got a few cards. We got the driver's license. Mm-hmm. Got all the goodies. Now, we'll take all the stuff out of the wallet. We'll pile that stuff up. And then the other thing I think we need to do is I think we need to take out the nylon liner in the wallet. I don't think that's going to cook up. I think that's going to melt, and that could be toxic. But as far as everything else, you'll need to finish it off. We'll have to watch you. Small pieces, any way you want to do it. You'll have a couple hours. You're going to throw this on the grill, Ozzy?
Yep, okay.
All right, so pull it. Ozzy's very agreeable until you realize he doesn't do anything you tell him to do, and then you get angry. This part of our conversation is always good. Mm-hmm. Yep, gotcha. Yep, done. Nope, done. Fine. Done and done. And then you come home at the end of the day, and he's eating. Your wife. All right.
Oh, no.
He's a passionate man. He's a passionate man. It's a cultural thing. So, Ozzy, can you use... You carry a knife, right, Ozzy? Another cultural thing. Why don't you use that knife and cut out all the nylon that's inside of this? What's this little bow inside here, Brian?
My girlfriend gave that to me a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean?
You know, I don't know.
Off a garter or something?
No. Just a bow.
Just to remind you?
You are gay.
You should make him eat it.
So this is like when you're on top of a hooker or one of my best friends, I want you to look at this bow and think of me?
I guess so, yeah.
That's what it is. Okay. Just want to check it. So, Oz, I'm going to take everything out of the wallet. Why don't you gut the wallet, take the nylon out of the wallet, and then marinate it. Now, what do you marinate it in, Ozzy?
In secret space.
Spice?
Spice.
Secret space would be a tall order. Maybe you go to a special place and put it in your secret spices.
Maybe look at something happen here on one condom or something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
make sure there's no condoms in there. You're not supposed to keep condoms in your wallet. You sit on them, they get hot, and they get ruined. I keep them on my head, like Howie Mandel. All right, we're going to take a break. Brian?
Yes?
You feeling good?
Feeling excellent.
You feeling confident?
Oh, yeah.
What are the rules here, Brusket? Because we're going to set a time limit, end of the show.
He's got to get it done by the end of the show.
If we get him the wallet back, you think you can get it marinated and cooked and back in, let's say, 20 minutes or so, Ozzy?
Yeah, I try.
Okay, so that'll give you about an hour and a half to eat it. So I do feel like we need a timeline. I mean, you could eat a car battery if you gave him a few years. I feel like there should be a time limit. If you don't get to it, then you're not going to the Playboy Mansion.
9:53 is the end of our show. That's what
okay.
You,
you want to give 1 hour? Little tight. Oof. When Brusca makes a face, that's a problem. Because, you know, on a Friday meeting, he's like, what's wrong with setting a guy on fire? Well,
screw it. Let's make it a half hour. No. Brusca's just jealous that he doesn't get to eat something.
Brusca's hungry. How about an hour and 15 minutes?
Okay, that's fair.
Okay, hour 15 minutes. That means, you can do it.
And yeah,
look, here's the deal. Everyone's freaking out over this, but what do you think's in a chili dog, for Christ's sake? Think of all the pieces and parts in a chili dog from all different parts of the country, where it's coming from, who's handled it. If you think about it, I don't want to gross anyone out, but before you throw that slice of pizza in your mouth or that chili dog or that corn dog, or you go over to the 7-Eleven and you get yourself a breakfast burrito, how many different parts from how many different trucks and how many different parts of the country do all these pieces come from? And then who have they passed by on their journey to your mouth? I mean, think about that. At least you know where this has been. It's been on your ass for the last 10 years. You've been sitting on your lunch. At least you know where it is. By your posture, I'm guessing you're not going to talk. So, Ozzy.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what I'm going to need you to do. Marinate that baby, cook it up, and give it to Brian.
Okay.
Brian, I think you're wasting your time driving the environmental recovery truck.
What was that?
I see you as an auctioneer, maybe wedding DJ. Something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's about to eat a wallet. I feel bad
right,
for him.
All right.
But keep thinking Playboy Mansion, baby.
No, but seriously, you eat every other part of the cow.
You need a toothpick?
Yeah, give him
Ozzy's
a toothpick.
Ozzy's a great cook, too.
Ozzy's a great cook. He's got marinade. I'll taste a little piece of it.
Yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Okay.
I love Ozzy's. Look, Ozzy could take a piece, you know, take a cow, could take the hoof or the eyeball or something and marinate it for long enough and cook it up. It tastes fine. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be good. Don't worry, Bri. We'll take a quick break. Ozzy, you get busy with that. Let me throw out a topic for you folks. We have Gary Alter, one of my favorite guys. He's a gender reassignment surgeon, board-certified plastic surgeon, and urologist, one of the only five guys or so in the world to have the dual certification. We're going to bring him in, talk about your plastic surgery questions or gender reassignment questions. But before that, I was watching 60 Minutes last night. I was watching a whole story on the Duke lacrosse case. If you watch this, you should be very angry at the DA from North Carolina and whoever else is ruining all these guys' lives who did nothing. Apparently, a couple strippers showed up at the party. One of them was hopped up on drugs and booze. Things got out of hand. The guys didn't do anything. She split and then decided to trump these charges up against these guys. But there was a guy who screwed it up because he said at a certain point when the strippers were being boring, "Did you guys bring any toys with you?" And they said, "No, we didn't bring any toys." And the other guy said, "Well, how about I use this broom that he was leaning on?" I'm sure he didn't mean to use it. I'm sure he was just throwing it out there as a joke. Point is, it's all the chicks needed to hear to freak out and say, "Pack it up, we're going." And then the problem came is they paid him $800. They paid him $800 for 2 hours. The chicks danced for 4 minutes. The guy made a stupid broom remark. They piled into the Corolla and decided to head out. I usually don't use my own name, but once in a while, I thought I'd weave it in. They piled in the Corolla, and they took off, and that's where the trouble came, and then they came back and all sorts of things. But the point is the kid with the broomstick. You guys have been to bachelor parties. You've been to bachelorette parties. You've been to parties where there's chicks about to get naked, things about to go on, and one of your a-hole buddies has had too many shots of Jaeger, and he crosses a line, and he spooks someone, and he freaks somebody out, and that's it. Deal over. Deal blown. Oftentimes, the guy who's not the bachelor. Oftentimes, the guy who's just a friend of a friend who shouldn't have gone to the bachelor party. I went to a bachelor party in Vegas. I think me and Jimmy went with Kevin and Bean way back in the K-Rock days. And we're having a great time, but a friend of a friend showed up, loaded, started grabbing the chicks' asses, freaked them all out, and sent them packing. Are you that guy? Do you know that guy? Has that happened to you? I was once doing construction. All of a sudden, I was down on the third floor. We were doing earthquake rehab on a building. And some guy came running down out of breath. "There's a naked chick, and she's sunbathing on the building next to ours. Come on up top." And we all ran up the stairs. You've never seen guys hustle like this in your life. We got to the top, and we came to the parapet, the little three-foot wall around the building. And we're all on our bellies, commando style. And we all popped our heads up. "Oh, there she is. Big jugs, hot, right on the next building." One guy said, "I got some binoculars in my truck. Go get him. Go get him." He ran down the stairs. "Now, everyone, be quiet. Don't blow it." And one guy named Frazier stands up and yells, "Take your pants off," or something. She pulls a towel over her, goes running down the stairs. Deal over. Who is that guy? I want to know where that guy is. I want him eliminated. Are you that guy? 866-901-ADAM. I want to talk about bachelor party disasters or any just deal broken by the drunken, obnoxious friend. Essentially, the one guy who said, how about you use the broomstick, started the entire incident that led to the Duke lacrosse coach getting fired and the season getting canceled and lives being ruined. It was really, they would have just performed their little simulated girl-on-girl whatever, and everyone would have moved on. But he had to bring up the broomstick, and now this. We'll take a quick break. Ozzy, get to marinating that wallet, yes?
Okie dokie, sir.
We'll take your calls after this. Where was I? Yes, I was watching 60 Minutes last night. Saw the whole Duke lacrosse case. Doesn't appear to be any evidence against these guys. Seems like one crazy stripper. Here's the thing. I sort of suspect the same thing in the Kobe Bryant case and some other cases. When people were sexually abused as youngsters, then everything becomes rape and sexual abuse. Now, I'm guessing this person was sexually abused just judging by her behavior. She had a substance abuse problem, and she stripped for a living. Work bachelor parties and things like that. A high percentage of those people were diddled. If you were raped, then everything becomes rape. This is what happens. You're victimized by somebody in your family at an early age, and then you become society's problem. I used to talk to people all the time when I would do Loveline. They'd say, oh, I was raped. Well, I said, well, what happened? There's a guy at a party, and we started drinking, and I want to know if I should call the cops, or I want to know if I should tell his parents or my parents. Well, what happened? Well, he raped me. Well, what happened? Well, we were at the party, and then we started drinking, and then everyone just slept over. It was a big sleepover thing. In the middle of the night, I felt this hand rubbing my leg, and then I started rubbing my breast, and next thing you know, we were making out, and there were other people around, you know, and we had sex. And I said, well, did you tell him to stop? No, paralyzed with fear. But why do you think, but I'm not saying what he did was a good thing, but did you think he thinks he raped you? He thinks you guys made out and had consensual sex. Oh, he raped me. But did you fight him off? No, I was too freaked out. I was scared. But did you cry out? There was somebody sleeping 3 feet away from you. How about you yell to your friend? I was paralyzed with fear. Were you raped before? No, this is the first time. No, I mean, like when you're raped. Well, I was molested for 4.5 years when I was, you know, from age 8 to, you know, 12 and a half. But that was, okay, that's what this is. Thus, everything becomes that. Then the guy goes home, and he finds out later when the cops show up at his house that he's there to rape. And what? What happened? I think this happened with that chick. Plus, she was high on, like, tranquilizers and booze. But the topic I wanted to focus on is the one jackass at the party who asked if they brought any toys, and when they said no, suggested using a broom, which got them out of there. Now, look, if you paid me in advance $800 to show up at your house, if you paid me and Dave $800 in advance to show up, Teresa, you're having some of your female friends over?
Yes.
Me and Dave had to do a little simulated gay love action on the carpet, and you guys get to lick whipped cream.
I don't simulate anything. If we're doing it, we're going all the way.
Whatever we do, we go 100%, maybe 110% in the gay department. The point is if I wanted to get out of there and one of your friends said, slap me in the ass and said, hey, nice tush, I'd go, well, I'm now officially insulted. I'll take my $800 and leave. Because if you're looking for reasons to get out of there and you already got paid, then that's what you do. So somebody said something. They said they felt threatened and they split. Now, the guy who brought up the broomstick, this is the guy who caused all the problem, the firings, the law, all the trouble, all the coach had to resign, the season was ended, all because the guy mentioned the broomstick. I cannot stop fornicating with a mop handle. That's right. Bill?
Hey.
That had a context when I said it after the show. Bill?
Hey, what's up, Adam? How you doing, man?
Tell us your story.
Well, went to a stag party. A friend of mine was throwing for another friend, didn't even know the guy, and they hired a couple of girls to come in for entertainment purposes, and was an older guy with a couple of younger guys sitting there, and they were getting
hold on, Bill. What year are you calling in from? Mid-50s, 55, 56?
No,
I went to a stag party. couple of broads there.
So anyway,
pulled up the packet.
They start performing on the groom. They start doing oral on the groom. Next Ooh. Thing you know, this guy gets up and leaves in a huff with these two guys. And it was mm-hmm. the father of the bride and her brothers.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time this is going on, it's being videotaped.
Mm.
And then about 2 weeks after the wedding, my buddy says, hey, come on over. We're going to watch the wedding video. He switches tapes and puts the tape in from the stag party.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, tell me about it.
I got to say, watching 60 Minutes last night, they had pictures. There's lots of pictures of the actual bachelor party. And I did one of those things. I wish I could take it back with the wife next to me. You know, who the hell would... I always make the proclamation. I'm sorry, Shutterbug. You take the... I've never been to a bachelor party.
But yeah,
if I did go, I don't think I would bring a camera. And then she said, Cousin Sal would take pictures. And I said, you're probably right. But then my buddy Daniel would make him stop. And then I realized I said too much again. Wow. That is good.
Unbelievable, huh?
Who goes... I have another general question. A lot of guys go to bachelor parties with the dad, the father-in-law, the brother, family Creepy. Members. Do you really want to see your son getting Cool Whip put on his sack and a stripper licking it off? I mean...
Even worse the other way around, watching the old man.
Man's getting a ride. I went to a bachelor party once with my buddy Ray. They handcuffed the bachelor with his hands behind his back. Then they dropped his pants and they put him on a chair in the middle of the thing. Again, I don't know when things turned into hazings. There was a time where the idea of a bachelor party is to let the bachelor have one last romp, one last fling before he married the old ball and chain. Now it's turned into he's being duct taped and everyone's just kicking him while they laugh while his pants are around his ankles in the middle of the living room. But he got his he got handcuffed. And he got his pants brought behind him, and the stripper shut all the lights off and gave everyone a flashlight and said, go ahead and shine it at this guy, and I'm going to perform a little thing on him. And my buddy Ray went up and whacked his ding-a-ling with his flashlight. He actually took his flashlight and beat him like a cop beating a black motorist.
How gay is that, if at all?
I thought it was funny at the time, but looking back on it, yeah, I see your point. Emmanuel?
Yes.
What happened?
We were at a bachelor party. There's about 6-8 of us there. One of my buddies that was getting married having a good time with these two gals. They're going at it, and one of my buddies actually got in a bicycle accident when he was about 6. These are all high school, elementary school buddies.
Mm-hmm.
His dad put him on hormones, and this guy grew a unit that is horse-like.
Wow.
We call it the Grand Wazoo. And everybody kind of teases him and laughs about it.
And it's because of the hormones he was on?
Yeah.
Got to get those
because,
for the boy. Talk to you off the air.
No kidding. And
put that into the baba.
Yeah, it's like the size of a, you know, the one guy was using a broomstick. This guy has his own personal baseball bat.
Wow.
Literally. So then they're going
literally.
At it, and then he gets up.
He literally has a bat in his underpants. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
His penis is literally a Louisville slugger. Literally. Sorry.
He pulls this thing out. The two strippers look at it, and I mean, they're just enamored.
Mm-hmm.
They all of a sudden leave my buddy that's getting married, come over to this guy, and just start working him, take him in this own back room. The party's over.
Yeah. Yeah.
We don't get to see anything else.
Well, here's the problem. You make a good point, Emmanuel. A lot of guys, when the juices get flowing, it's game on. It is. They become more animal than man. Now, not all of male society is this way, but a fair amount of them, it is a switch, and all of a sudden looks like a bunch of hyenas around a carcass. Next thing you know, they're biting each other and going at it with each other. There's no more head hyena anymore. It's just a bunch of hungry hyenas. Guys will get that way. They'll get a little boozed up. The chicks will start whatever, and then next thing you know, some guy's up, and he's like, I gotta get me some. And you're like, Kurt's getting married. Perhaps we should let him have a good time. Hey, dude, out of the way. You know that guy? He's got the booze. All the blood's in the unit. All the booze is in the brain. Blood leaves the brain, enter booze, and into the schwanz. And he'll apologize later. But for that night, he's going to get the party started. I really feel like I really feel like there needs to be better screenings for bachelor parties and in general parties with strippers and stuff like that. The one guy just stands up and pipes up and ruins it for everybody. Tommy?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was at a bachelor party for one of my pals, and the stripper was kind of picking dollar bills up off of a guy's faces with her,
schmiz.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And one guy decided to blow the dollar bill off of his face right before she sat down, and she freaked.
I know. You've offended her delicate sensibilities.
Wait, I'm confused.
How dare you, sir? Good day!
She ruined it for all of us.
I said good day!
She rides side saddle, this one with her petticoat.
I'm sure she doesn't do that anymore at all.
It is funny. Strippers are so funny because a second ago, you were blowing a Roman candle out with your hoo-ha. Now I've grabbed some side boob when you're leaned over sucking the Cool Whip off my friend's pre-pews, and I've crossed the line.
How dare you, sir?
Oh, I didn't sign up for this.
How dare you?
But not this. Uh-oh. Not this. Sure, I was going to squat on a lollipop and pick it up with no hands. That's one thing. But this, you've crossed the line. You've touched my inner thigh. It is funny. Okay, somebody else burned a stripper with hot chocolate. Stevie?
Yeah, how you doing?
What's going on, Stevie?
Well, I had this genius friend of mine a while back. We were at a party, and this chick was allowing people to, you know, make various desserts within her nether regions there. Mm-hmm. And he decided he wanted s'mores.
Mm.
So, because he
s'mores,
had that,
yeah.
He had that fluffer nutter, stuff, and he puts that on there.
Fluffer
and
nutter like works nicely.
Yeah, yeah.
For this, yeah.
Yeah, because
hold on, they were using her like a fondue pot.
Exactly, and he had a better idea. Wait. Rather than just the whipped cream, he got the fluffer nutter. He said, "I'll be right back." He comes back with a bowl.
Hold on a second. I could only imagine her gynecologist. That disgusted look.
I was just asking for a yeast infection.
You have an infection because there's something that appears to be cheese that is coming. No, that's cheese. Well, it has a cheese-like smell and substance, quality to it. No, that's Velveeta. Right, it looks like cheese. No. I was using myself as a fondue pot.
Stevie? That's how I roll.
Well, not only that, then what happened was he decided to help her out a little more with the hot fudge. He microwaved it, and when that made contact, she wasn't too happy, and she screeched. And we all just stood and watched. Mm. We thought it was pretty good. She actually did a good job beating him up.
I think we got bleeped out there when we said took her butt away from...
Yeah, the hot, the piping hot chocolate.
That was the antithesis of sexual. This is avoiding having sex. How could that get bleeped?
Well, maybe a good recreation when she heads to the gynecologist. How did you get burned down there? Space heater? Nope. Riding a motorcycle and you landed on the pipe or something? Nope. Electric blanket went bad sometimes if there's a power surge. Nope. Will I keep going, or should I just go right into the human fondue pot? I got to tell you, I don't know if there's a fetish for human fondue pots, but let's get it started, boys. If it doesn't exist, let's get it going.
I had no idea this was happening, that anybody would think it's a good idea to pour hot chocolate on a woman's...
Guys get loaded, guys get out of hand, guys offend, and then they ruin it for the whole party. You know what it is? It's the equivalent to the one guy who took the beer bottle from the stands and threw it out on the field, and they went, well, from now on, you'll be drinking from paper cups. You happy? You'll enjoy your frosty cold beer from a nice papery cup because one guy chucked the beer bottle. There's always that one guy that crosses the line and ruins it for the majority. MC?
MC, what's up? This is MC.
What's happening, MC?
What it is, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I know that guy. Can I say his name?
Go ahead.
All my friends are listening, and they're going to clap like hell.
Go ahead.
Ray Scott.
Yeah!
This guy has never been invited, but always shows up, and he showed up at my buddy CAC's bachelor party and checked all the girls off after everybody paid their money by slapping her on her ass and calling them bitches and hoes.
Yeah.
Everybody's having a good time, and then here comes Ray.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Yeah.
Look, that's Ray. That is Ray. That's Ray, and he's slapping them on the ass. Because, look, everybody's tipping except for Ray, and he wants the girls to stay right there in front of him. Everybody's tipping. They're not going to stay in front of you.
I agree, MC. I got a buddy Ray's caused some problems in the past, too. Here's the deal. It is when you have strippers come over to a party, it is sort of like bird watching. Shh, be quiet. It's like you're hunting prey or watching birds. Now, this is great. There it is. You got the black swallow over there. Just trying to keep the theme here. You got the goony birds over there, the duck, dovetail, whatever. But everyone needs to stay quiet and stay in the bush. As long as we all stay quiet and don't talk too loud, fine. We're just all going to sit here and observe nature. But if one of you a-holes stands up and starts flapping around, you're going to send them flying. And that's what this one guy does.
Ruska, stop slapping your meat so loudly.
All right, we need to take a break. Dr. Gary Alter. Dr. Gary, I met many years ago when I interviewed him about gender reassignment. Yes, he does the surgeries. He will take the he and turn it into a she. He brought a book in that is out of this world. It is alien resurrection business. It is penises using the forearm as a host, growing, hooked up to the very life's blood, taken from the tissue or the forearm, form a penis, and then take it off the forearm and stick it on where the vagina used to be. It is good times, but he's also a plastic surgeon. He's also a urologist. If you have questions for him, 866-901-ADAM. And we'll talk to Gary Alter after this.
If you want to change your sex, you can call Dr. Alter. He can turn your wang into a badge, Dr. Alter. Oh, Dr. Alter. Turn a girl into a man. Give a chick some bigger cans. He'll change Joe into Joanne, Dr. Alter.
Dr. Alter's taking your calls at 866-901-ADAM. Here's Adam. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Good to see you, Dr. Gary Alter.
It's good to be here. I love that jingle.
Thank you. It was for actually another guy who did gender reassignment surgery named Dr. Alter, who used to be on the show a few months back, so we just kind of recycled it. Well, sorry. Dr. Gary Alter does gender reassignment surgery as well as plastic surgery. What's the hottest thing in plastic surgery right now?
Well, I'll tell you, I was just at the the American Society of Plastic Surgery meeting, and there are some new things coming up in technology in terms of liposuction. Actually, my labial surgery is getting a lot of play now. People are starting to
You're talking about the one you had done on yourself, or you're talking about the actual business?
The actual surgery to reduce the size of the labia and other genital cosmetic surgeries.
Yeah, I would say I'm no expert, but 10 years ago, there were barely any of those done. Now it's almost commonplace, yes?
Well, 10 years ago is when actually I developed that technique to take a V out instead of just amputate and cutting the edges off. So it's actually taking 10 years for the word to really get out that there's a better operation. So,
and that is shrinking. Now, it's shrinking the woman's labia, but it's usually the inner one that is shrunk, yes?
The most common operation is to reduce the size of the inner lip.
How about shaping it like a fondue pot? I had this idea earlier in the show.
I noticed that.
No?
Haven't had a lot of call for
Look,
that
Look, I'm just saying, why couldn't we use it for other things? I mean, you know.
Well, you got to use your imagination.
Can I ask Dr. Alter, is the labia surgery purely cosmetic? And are women's labias getting bigger, or do they just suddenly feel the need to reduce them?
Well, it's not purely cosmetic. I'd say probably 90% of the women that come in for the labia reduction have some kind of discomfort. In other words, they wear tight jeans and it rubs and it irritates. And women shave down there, so there's less protection in terms of rubbing with tight jeans. And then they, if they're really long, they get caught with sex. And if they're riding horses or bicycles, it get irritated and inflamed. So.
Plus, the styles have required it as well.
Right.
It's like, it used to be a big fat guy just have a big mountain man beard, and nobody could tell he had a double chin. Now everyone's shaving off their beard, and we can see the guy's got a double chin. Time to lose some weight.
Well, that's true. In the 70s, up until really the last 10 years or so, women didn't shave very much. So no one could tell what was down there. So now what's happened is women shave, they get Brazilian waxes, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So they become, and they watch porn, so they become aware of what the
cosmetic ideal is. I like the direction we're heading, you know, if you really think about it.
Yeah.
Really coming a long way.
Yeah, it's good to make women even more self-conscious about things we can't control.
I'm just there to help them out if they have the problem.
I got a guy who's got a question for you. He burned his pepe. Oh. Tina?
Yes.
Oh, you're a girl. Tina, oh, your boyfriend's got a burned pepe?
No, actually, my husband has a buried penis.
Oh, it says buried. Jeez, yes. I didn't know what that was. I just turned it into burned. Buried penis. Oh, that's bad times.
Well, buried penis is actually rather common, and... I hate to say it, but I really have published a lot on this, too. And what it is, buried penis, is where the man really may have a normal-sized penis, but it disappears into the pubic fat pad.
That's
and
what
it disappears
I say.
Into the scrotum.
That's right.
So the guy stands up, walks around, you can't see anything. So he's very self-conscious. And, in fact, I've seen men who wouldn't go out for high school sports. They won't go on dates. Even though if they have an erection, they have a normal-sized penis, but walking around, they just feel totally emasculated. Now, there is a relatively...
Yeah. Sorry.
Get out of mom's house.
It's a Freudian sound drop there.
There is excellent surgery to get rid of the problem, where you really remove the pubic fat pad and you stabilize the skin on the top side, and then on the bottom side, you stabilize the skin to the underside of the penis, so that if the man sits or walks, that the skin is really attached
well,
to the penis.
Well, how do you... Pubic fat pad be a good name for a punk rock group. Also, rape kit. I was thinking to myself while I was watching the Duke Lacrosse thing be a nice name for a punk rock band. But how do you remove the pubic fat pad, and when do we start?
The pubic fat pad's removed by making an incision in the fold of the abdomen, lower
mm-hmm.
abdomen,
mm-hmm.
and just surgically excise the fat. And then some sutures are taken to stabilize the skin down to the deeper tissues.
Because it's really relative. It's so I always sort of looked at it this way. If the area is built up around the penis too high, well, then what's that going to do? I mean, if you took your mailbox and it was sitting out in a post in your front yard, and then you just raised the earth around it 2 feet, the post would start to look pretty short eventually. That's essentially what's happening. The gut, the penis, the pad, it all just starts raising up, and the penis stays the same.
That's a good part of it. Also, one of the problems with it is that the skin of the penis, for some reason, is not attached to the understructures of the penis, to the shaft, so that the penis goes in and the skin goes out.
A fresh look.
Yeah, so you have to get the skin attached to the penis.
But shouldn't these guys lose weight first?
Well, there are actually a lot of children that are born with this problem, and sometimes
pictures?
Actually.
So it's congenital.
It can be congenital, but it can be caused by, actually, you're going to love this one, an overly aggressive circumcision, where the too much skin is removed. So if you have too much skin, the penis can't come out, so it's pushed in. So it could be too much skin from a circumcision. It can be from obesity or
Tina,
really too fat.
Yes.
Do any of these things fit your husband?
Yes, actually. I think he was probably circumcised. I think they took too much skin off.
Does he have some extra weight?
Yeah, a little bit.
Mm-hmm. All right, so blame the moil. But what do you think? Should he go consult somebody? Should he try to lose the weight and see what happens? How about weights for a problem like this?
Penile weights to stretch the penis? Well, it won't do the job.
It's not?
It won't do the job.
Surgery, lose the weight, and then see about the surgery.
Or just do the surgery. Sometimes losing the weight won't cure the problem.
Mm-hmm. What does something like this run normally?
It kind of depends what the problem is. Probably anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000.
How about insurance for something like this? Is this an actual bona fide, pardon the pun, medical problem?
It is oftentimes. And in fact, if somebody has a very severe buried penis, it can actually cause inflammation and infections of the skin of the penis and really cause serious problems in the long run.
What is the procedure? I think there's a lot of people that want a lot of things done that the insurance company might not recognize as a legitimate problem. What is the procedure for proving to them that this is affecting me?
Well, they have to come in and complain of those specific symptoms, and then certain codes are developed, and the insurance company is called to see about getting pre-authorization.
Mm-hmm.
So that and photos are taken.
And what about that's got to be a nice part. All right, listen, miniature dingling. I need you to drop the dockers and go ahead and document this. I'm sure it's the same guy who was photographing the car accident just last stop. You know the guy, the insurance guy with the wide tie, the short sleeves, big gut. Just drop the shorts. Wow.
Well, he's also the
here's
guy
20
with
bucks.
Him.
I just want to put it toward the put it in the kitty there. If you don't get the money from the insurance company. What's that?
That same guy probably has a hidden penis that you saw in the taken.
Yeah, you do see that poor schmuck wandering around the Y every once in a while. But it's usually the guy who's gotten the gut going in the higher circulating estrogen because he's making too much fat juice. Yes?
Well, I mean, obviously with obesity, it's much more common to have a hidden penis. But there are a lot of causes. And it can be devastating to the man.
Adam's laughing you at the next call.
No, I was just picturing playing hide the penis with Teresa, which is different than the hidden penis. Teresa, you ever run into a hidden penis?
No, I did run into one that was so small it seemed almost like a congenital defect. It was very awkward.
How did you address that?
Well, the guy addressed it, actually. It seemed to me as though he'd had a lot of therapy and he'd come up with a solution for being insecure. And he kind of said... He warned me, but not.
How do you give someone a heads up on that?
Well, he went the opposite way with it. He sort of said, "Oh, this is awful. Awful memory." He said, "You're gonna like what you feel." I think that was supposed to make him feel better, but instead, it made me think there was gonna be something different. And then it was almost like more of a thumb than. Like someone was hitchhiking rather than, and I didn't know how to respond. I wouldn't have cared, but obviously it was an issue to him.
Yeah. I find most of those guys, though, who have a handicap, much like the actual handicap, who work harder, they work a little harder in other areas.
Yes, it's true.
They overcompensate.
That's true.
That's what you really wanted anyway. All right, let's speak to Dan. Dan?
Hey, Adam. Good morning. And I wanted to ask your guest, what's the going rate, both his rate and then just out in the community for breast implantations and general plastic surgery?
Well, he doesn't have a price for general plastic surgery.
You know, breast implants really depend upon the doctor. It depends on the location in the country. It depends upon whether there's other things you have to do besides just a breast implant.
Average breast, average implant, average state in the union.
$5,000 to $11,000, probably.
$5,000 to $11,000.
Yeah.
At the low end, you might be able to find one for $3,000.
Three's a little low. I mean, there might be some mills that do it for four, probably.
Mills?
Wow.
Well, there's some places that they just whip the patient.
What are you doing this room? Well, I'm going to swing by the puppy mill, then I'm going by the breast implant mill. You need anything? Some boobies or puppies or puppies or boobies? Sounds like a Frank Zappa song. Puppies and boobies. All right, Dr. Gary Alter, always enlightening. You're going to be on Dr. 90210 tonight?
Yes, we have a new episode tonight. I'll be on that.
And Dr. Alter was telling me if you'd like to see pubic lipo, that's what he'll be doing on tonight's episode.
That's to work on the problem we just discussed?
No, this is on a adolescent female. She's about 19 or 20, something like that, who's very self-conscious because she has a bulge down there in her pubic area.
Mm-hmm.
So she'd put on a bathing suit or some tight clothes, and she'd feel like there's a package down there. So she's very self-conscious. So with a rather simple operation, just a little liposuction, bingo, the problem's resolved, and she's going around in bathing suits and feeling great about herself.
She's wearing them to work. That's the problem. But she's feeling confident. Dr. Gary Alter, AlterMD.com is the place to go. We'll take a quick break. Back with news and sports. T, what's in the news?
Well, you know how people get very cute with their marriage proposals?
Mm-hmm.
I've got a story about one that went horribly wrong. Somebody got shot. And I'll tell you why. Also, why did Sarah Evans leave Dancing with the Stars? It involves a Craigslist posting looking for anal.
How is our guy doing with eating the wallet? Has Ozzy cooked that wallet
it's
up yet?
It's all cooked up and ready to go, so we'll bring him in next and he'll start eating.
All right, and we'll also finish off, or at least give you the news on last week's football picks. I don't think it's good for the Ace Man. We're going to be spinning that wheel. And here's the thing that makes me nervous about that wheel. I believe there's one slot on our wheel that has double last week. And anyone who listens knows Dave lost $5,000 last week. But if it lands on double that, and I think I lost this week, well, that would be $10,000.
That would be 10 grand. And by the way, there's also a slot for listeners. If it lands on the slot for listeners, Playboy tickets automatically without doing any stunt.
Well, all that after this. Come on
now. Shorter breaks, longer rants. More Adam after this. The Adam Carolla Show.
Welcome back to the Adam Carolla Show. Thursday, October 26th, we're doing our Halloween party at the Playboy Mansion. It's Blotto in the Grotto. Guys, if you want to join us, you got to prove you're worthy with a humiliating stunt. Check the list at adamcarolla.com. Blotto in the Grotto at the Playboy Mansion with the Adam Carolla Show.
All right. I hate that goddamn song. She's got them cat eyes and nine lives. What? How high were we in the 70s when we started talking about gypsy women and witchy women? And oh, I'm going to, yeah, she's a Cajun queen from New Orleans. She's a gypsy. What have we done? Thank God the brothers have cut through all the fog. She's a fat bitch. That's the name of my song. And a hoe. Who wants to nail her? Do you know what I mean? Get rid of all the horrible gypsy references. All right. Well, so much to get to. News, sports. Quickly, before we get to this stuff, we will be spinning the wheel. We will find out during sports how we did during our football picks last weekend. I don't think the Ace Man fared too well. And here's my big concern. There's $5,000 on this wheel. It starts at 50 cents, goes up through $5 and $2.50 and $500. It ends with $5,000. It unfortunately landed on $5,000 last week. When Dave spun it, that means Dave is into me for $5,400 because he's into me for $400 before that. But there's also one slot that says double last week's. So if it lands on that, it is then $10,000 I owe Dave Damashek, and I would not want to owe him that. Also, though, there's one slot that says reverse. Winner now becomes loser. Spin it again.
The only way I get the double last week's is if there is a God, and as you've pointed out several times, there isn't. So
there is no God. On the other hand, we're going to leave one slot open for the Playboy tickets, too. One of you can walk away without doing anything stupid like eating your own wallet. Brian.
Yes.
Brian has called in. He has come in. Ozzy's barbecued his wallet. It doesn't look that bad, I gotta say.
Yeah.
Again, anyone who's a product of the LA Unified School District, like I am, knows that I've probably ingested worse 7th through 9th grade than you're going to do right now with the horrible snack shack over at Walter Reed Junior High. But why don't you get, I'm going to stand up. You've cut up your wallet into pieces. You've marinated it. Why don't you take a taste and see what it tastes like? It doesn't look that bad.
Oh.
No, come on.
Eh? That's not that bad.
I'm going to taste it.
Wow.
Finish is pretty nice, apparently.
Yeah.
Chewy.
We should say that Brian is eating his own wallet to get tickets to the Playboy Mansion October 26th.
I feel like I'd like a very small piece of your wallet.
You're going to try it.
Yeah. Then later, I'm going to eat your change purse, Teresa.
I'm coming over there.
All right.
In goes Ace. I'll tell you what, this is a host going above and beyond. He's under no obligation to eat wallet.
He told Brian that he would when Brian first came in and was nervous.
A man of the people.
Yeah. How is it?
No, it's hard.
No, he used to be a man of the people. Yeah. It's out of his mouth in the garbage.
I tasted a little flapsteak juice and that was fine, but now that is bad. That is bad times 10. It's hard. It didn't soften up. Those hobos were wrong. Or maybe that's why they boiled their shoes instead of put them on a grill. That's tough stuff, Bri. You got to get busy.
No problem.
He has an hour, right? You gave him an hour to eat this entire wallet.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, just in case, let's put a trash can near Brian.
Yeah, there's one right there. Maybe we should grab that. You think he might throw it up?
In case somebody pickpockets his belly.
I get it.
You know what I'm saying?
To help soften the blow, at least we have a Hooters girl in here to encourage him throughout.
Yes, we have Lauren and Christina. They're in here plugging their new calendar. I thought, well, what are we going to do with these girls? You know what I'd like you guys to do?
What?
Now, you're, let's see, you're Lauren, right?
Yes.
Lauren, you're hot.
Thank you.
Nice work.
How are you, Adam?
I'm doing good.
The boobs are not from a mill. Those look nice.
No, somebody spent some money on those. What I need you guys to do is later on, when we spin the wheel to see if somebody's going to get the Playboy tickets or I'm going to owe $10,000 or whatever it lands on, I'm going to need both of you to stand next to it and look hot.
Okay.
All right. Ruska, you stand in the middle and look fat, but I'm going to need you two to stand next to the wheel and look hot and see if you can do a little of that spokesmodel-y thing where you're sort of presenting the wheel. Here we go. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
All right.
Topless.
Let's, you heard him, Ruska. Take the sweater off. All right, tee.
Yes.
Let's tee up the news.
Well, there was a big earthquake in Hawaii yesterday.
The wallet was horrible.
It was disgusting, wasn't it? Yes. Big earthquake in Hawaii yesterday around 7 a.m. Sunday local time. There were some blackouts and some landslides, but so far, not a single fatality, which is surprising considering the earthquake was a 6.6 on the Richter scale. For comparison's sake, here in Northridge, the big quake in 94 was a 6.7, so only slightly bigger than the one in Hawaii.
I've got to tell you, it's going to take more than a 6.6 magnitude to knock one of those Samoans off their feet. Those people are firmly planted on the ground. There's no tougher people to knock off their feet. Huge calves, big flat feet, short, squatty. Now, that's the best place to have an earthquake. Tall, skinny people, you don't want to have an earthquake. They'll fall like dominoes.
Sure.
The Hawaiians, they're not going anywhere. Probably didn't even notice it.
Reuters is reporting a very unfortunate proposal story. Sometimes people get cute with their proposals. In this case, a man in Pakistan, we'll call him Ahmed, that's his first name, last Friday, he decided to propose to his fiance. He was very eager. He went to her house and he started firing shots in the air with his gun to get her attention. So his fiance, Noreen, started heading downstairs to see what was the gunfire. She didn't know what was happening. Unfortunately, one of Ahmed's bullets ricocheted off a wall and hit her. She fell to the ground and screamed, "I've been shot." Now, Ahmed did not know what was happening and he was so upset that he turned the gun on himself and committed suicide. Meanwhile, Noreen was fine.
Same thing happened with my folks.
Really? Yeah,
exactly. So.
Same proposal
story. Same story with the Corollas. Yeah, there's a lot of cultures out there where the gun essentially becomes our version of one of those noisemakers from New Year's. I feel like we need to get them those crazy blow things or the things you whip around. You know, I think cowbell or something. They use their guns to celebrate. A lot of celebrating with guns. The bullets eventually come down or they ricochet off things. Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Teresa, I don't mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry, Adam, but Brian, our listener, just told me it ain't happening. He's kind of... He's struggling.
It looks like I've bitten off a little more than I can chew, but I'm going to keep going.
Keep going. You can do it.
You're going to keep going.
I got time. I'm
going
to keep going.
How are you doing?
Noble.
He's eating probably about 7 or 8 chunks of his wallet.
Look, there's maybe 25 left.
I can tell you right now from watching enough Survivor and Fear Factor and stuff. The idea is rub it in a little peanut butter and swallow it. Or just throw it in your mouth. Just treat it like a multivitamin. You're just going to have to swallow it.
Trying to chew it. It's not working.
Yeah.
Don't chew it. Just swallow it with water. Later on, you'll...
to wad it up.
Yeah. Later tonight, you'll crap a moccasin, but it'll be worth it. Tell me if it comes out in the shape of a teepee or buffalo or something. That would be awesome.
Baseball mitt.
Nice belt. Okay. So, in entertainment news...
There's a saddle floating in the toilet. That's just Brian!
Sarah Evans, the country star who decided to leave Dancing with the Stars, the hit ABC show, she had said that she was having a divorce and thus she could not be on the show anymore. Mm-hmm. But it turns out that it's much more than just your garden variety divorce. Now, the Tennessean reprinted her divorce filings in their entirety. Some of the highlights, now, by the way, this is her music.
You want to talk about imagination. Guy sitting down in Tennessee. We got to get a paper going. Any names? How about, where are we? What state are we in? Tennessee. How about we call it the Tennessean? All right. Well, that's good. Let's eat.
I'm pretty sure there's the Arkansan.
Yeah.
And it goes on and on.
Nice job.
Well, so here are some of the highlights of this divorce proceeding. So now I should mention that her soon-to-be ex-husband is a former Republican congressional candidate, which makes it even more salacious.
Shocking. A guy who was in politics would have this kind of spotty record.
It is, yes. Shades of Foley. Now, here are the allegations. He kept pornography on all three of the family's computers, including at least 100 photographs of himself posing with his erect penis.
Here's the thing. I topped out at 55. I got every angle I need on the Ace Man's junk at 55 and deleted the rest. I realize, you know, and there's only so many pictures you can have of your own schlong.
Well, he added to his collection some photos on the computer of himself engaging in sex with women other than his wife.
I've said it once, I'll say it again. This is our diary. This is the male diary. This will be our downfall. This is our Achilles heel, this computer. For years, we laughed at you women with your silly diaries, talking about all the details of what you did with who, and then we find it. Oh, you've been stepping out. You've been cheating. You're with another man. Look at these guys you're with before us. Now the computer, time and date stamps, all official, and there's nothing that can be erased. Oh, you think you can erase it. Believe me, they'll get your hard drive out of there.
Well, this gentleman wishes he hadn't gone on to Craigslist, which is a search site where people, you know, look for a futon or maybe a roommate. He was allegedly looking for threesomes and anal. This, of course, as you said, it's very easy to keep a record of your Craigslist searches. Now, I should say that the soon-to-be ex-husband
right
is...
Right when you said anal, she went, woo-hoo, in the song. It was just what we call Saren Crappity in the business. Yeah, anal.
Could I ever recreate the magic of that moment? No.
I don't think we do 1,000 shows.
No. He is adamantly denying the allegations that are being made and said, quote, as distressing as it is to have to communicate about this matter publicly, Sarah has unfortunately become a dramatically different person over the last year, and it is something we have struggled
to
deal with.
What happened to the young, bright-eyed girl who didn't mind if I shopped around for strange anal on the internet? What happened to that girl I married? Well, he's going to have to go into rehab, right?
I think that's what happens.
This is your move. When you get busted with your pants down, you go into rehab. You don't have to have a problem. You just go into rehab. Everything cools off for a couple months, and then people leave you alone when you get out. And they don't want to kick you when you get out because you're just out of rehab.
Well, hopefully he'll take your advice.
I got to tell you, me and the missus were watching this show unfold on entertainment, whatever, over the weekend with the kids, and I thought, yep, perfect. Because I look good just sitting here doing nothing. Old apathetic ace. The guy doesn't recognize your anniversary or buy any jewelry. He's shining like a new dime hearing what this guy's up to. I love those stories.
Brusca, do I really have time for one more story? Oh, well, in that case.
Brian, how you doing with that wallet?
Pretty good.
He's about halfway done.
Halfway?
He's doing pretty good.
You're swallowing it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he sort of saved the worst pieces for last, the most chewy, dark-looking pieces.
Yeah.
Okay, last night, Jon Stewart hosted an autism fundraiser called Night of Too Many Stars. It featured Jerry Seinfeld, Adam Sandler, Jack Black. It was on Comedy Central. Now, Jon Stewart at one point asked the Kazakhstani journalist Borat to explain if his new movie, also called Borat, but has a long title, Cultural Learnings of America for Make Benefit Glorious Nation of Kazakhstan. Mm-hmm. He asked Borat if his movie was controversial back in his home country of Kazakhstan.
Yes, mainly because of the amount of anti-Semitism it contains. However, the Kazakh censor eventually decided there was just enough and allow it to be released.
They wanted more. I like the fact that they're upset about this. I love when people in cultures show they have no sense of humor by not having a sense of humor about something. They actually show that they are who we're making fun of by their retarded pleas for him to stop and their marches and their protests.
Well, I'm looking forward to the movie because, of course, my favorite song, Throw the Jew Down the Well.
Yes. Ooh.
Maybe. Making an
Keep
appearance.
Our fingers crossed.
Brian, I should have warned you. There it is.
Yeah. So my
And on that note, I'm Teresa Strasser, and that's the news.
Shut up.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
NFL picks review to get to in just a moment. National League Championship Series now tied at 2 games apiece after the Metropolitans bludgeoned the Cardinals in St. Louis last night. Detroit Tigers finished off the sweep of the Oakland A's over the weekend in the ALCS. Not much good to discuss if you're an A's fan, but bad as the series was for the A's, even worse for Fox and Dodger analyst Steve Lyons. He just got canned. Fox has been using skipper Lou Piniella in the broadcast booth. He's a Latino, and he was saying he was talking a little bit of Spanish. He said en fuego, frio, so on and so forth. And Steve Lyons called him on it and listened to these comments.
Who's hablando en español there, and I'm still looking for my wallet. I don't understand them, and I don't want to sit close to them now.
Yeah, he got fired. It turns out Brian's eating his wallet right now.
They should fire the guy who laughs, too.
Well, I was just thinking that. They're laughing at the joke.
Yeah.
All right, let's huddle up and take a look back at the weekend that was in football. Quick piece of info for everybody. I paid a visit over the weekend to my alma mater, Indiana University, in beautiful, picturesque Bloomington, Indiana. I can't recommend enough college football for everybody. The sounds, the marching bands, the colors, the pageantry. It's wonderful. And by the way, everybody debates New York City has the best looking women, LA, back and forth. Let me tell you, they're hiding out in these Midwestern college towns. Don't believe me. Go take a look. Hey, former USC QB Matt Leinart and his new pals from the Arizona Cardinals go up against the Chicago Bears in front of a national TV audience tonight. And his former teammate, Troy Polamalu, and his new pals, named the Pittsburgh World Champions, canceled the funeral services for their season. They whipped the Chiefs in Pittsburgh. Polamalu intercepted the ball at one point. He has the long hair hanging out of the back of his helmet. And Larry Johnson of Kansas City tackled him by his hair. Filthy deed.
Yeah, he tackled him. He pulled him down by his hair, which is illegal. And I'm fine with that. But then he pulled him up by his hair again, and that was the problem.
Yes, I liked Larry Johnson when he was in the studio a few weeks back. But now, he's dead to me.
It's just so ironic that a running back almost got his head twisted off the week before. He was lying on the sideline lifeless. They thought he was in a coma or had broken a neck or had spinal damage. He's back on the field the next week, twisting the head off another player.
Yes. Now, unfortunately, that Steelers game was not one of the ones we picked, because I could have told you they would have covered the 6.5 against the Chiefs. However, we did pick the San Diego and San Francisco 49ers game. The 49ers were getting 10 points at home from the Chargers. Ace, you and I both took the 49ers. Why? I have no idea.
I thought San Diego would have a little letdown. And San Francisco's unpredictable. I don't know what kind of team they are.
I thought so, too, until I was driving away from here, and I almost called in and said, can I change it?
But
we were both wrong. Our two ladies that we pick against, Molly the dog and Jesse the porn star, both went with the Chargers. They're a little smarter. The next game
Molly's
we did.
Molly's smarter than Jesse, though. Let's be fair.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, we took the Seattle Seahawks.
Doesn't put out quite as easily. Go ahead.
We both took the Seattle Seahawks at your beloved St. Louis Rams. Rams were getting 3 at home. Seahawks won by 2. So that means we both lose.
Here's what happened. Last Friday, I was like, well, Rams are my team, but I think Seahawks are a better team. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hedge my bet. I'll take the Seahawks. That way, if the Seahawks win, I win my bet. But if I lose, well, so what? My team wins. Well, guess what happened?
Perfect. There were only 2 points that could have made it.
The Rams lose on a 54-yard field goal.
Oh, sweet.
54-yard field goal. My team loses, and I lose the bet as well because it didn't cover.
Would have been good from 60, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Porn star Jesse also went with the Seahawks. Molly the dog, the only one to take the Rams. Next, we took the Carolina at Baltimore. Baltimore Ravens.
My dog, I'm 0-2, and Molly's 2-0.
You got it.
Wait, here's the part where my wife is delighted. I will come home, Molly's smarter than you. Molly did. Then she'll talk to Molly. Look how smart. Meanwhile, Molly will be raping the bejesus out of my hippo chair that's in the kids' nursery. Molly, you're smarter. And then I'll always end up the one I always end up with. Well, sweetie, you married me, not Molly. So who's smart now?
Well, sit tight here, Ace. It's about to get worse. All right. In Baltimore, the Baltimore given 3 points at home to Carolina. You took Baltimore. You were wrong. At least Molly the dog agreed with you on that one. Jesse and I took Carolina correctly. Lastly, Giants at
Atlanta. What happened to Baltimore's unstoppable defense and they're at home? All right. Anyway, sorry.
Atlanta giving 3 at home to the Giants. Ace. The Giants won going away.
Yeah.
You were the only one who took the Falcons. Therefore, Ace, 0-4 on the week.
Thank you.
Grand total for the season of 11-12. You've dipped under 500.
I told a friend of mine over at Kimmel's when we were watching the game, just as much talent to go 0-4 as 4-0. Go ahead and try. Just as much.
Well, how
just,
was Molly?
The odds are the same.
Good for you. Molly went 3-1 on the week. Oh, Jesse, the porn star, went 3-1 on the week. Molly's now 12-11 on the season, one ahead of you. Jesse, the porn star, 12-7 on the season.
What'd you go, 2-2?
I went 2-2. Not very good, but more than enough to beat the pathetic
up with
Adam
Atlanta.
Carolla.
What's up with
on
Atlanta?
On the season, 15-8.
What's up with the Giants? What's up with the... What kind of... Are the Giants... Prosco, are the Giants good or are, what's up with
they
them?
They are good. Yeah, you go with the Giants. The Giants played tough teams early in the season, but they're a good team. Dave knows.
Let's remember, before the season...
Well, what's
Dave
up with Pence, Atlanta? Is Atlanta good?
Atlanta's
big good?
Atlanta's
overrated.
Denver and Giants was my Super Bowl pick. It's not looking too bad, but we'll come back to spin the wheel for that. For now, though, sports is done.
All right. Again...
Damashek's number one sports.
Brian, how you doing on that wallet?
Pretty good.
How much how much is left there?
He's a good 3/4 done, Amy. He's got a...
You got to swallow it with water. There's not much left there. It's less than half that wallet. Less than half the wallet's there. Just put it in your mouth and swallow.
It's just awful tasting.
I know.
Really?
I know. It's all right. Trash can next to him.
He hasn't tried the peanut butter.
Put it in the peanut butter like we used to do with the magic mushrooms back in the day. Kids, don't do it.
The peanut butter helps.
Yeah, helped with the mushrooms. All right, where were we? We're going to spin the wheel. I could be giving Dave Damashek $10,000.
Yeah.
Or it could be funny selling land on 50 cents. Or you guys could be winning a Playboy ticket or 2 tickets to the Playboy Mansion on 26. It's all on the wheel. We'll spin it after this.
In the criminal justice system, the people are represented by 2 separate yet equally important groups. But who represents the criminals? We do.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
It's my favorite part.
It's prison time on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, before we get to prison time, we got to spin the wheel. Bruskin, get the Hooters girls in here to look good next to the wheel after you spin it. Again, just to recap, Dave, overalls, 13-6. My dog, Molly, I'm sorry.
No,
overall, Dave is 15-8 overall. That was last week. Molly, my dog, is 12-11. Coked up porn star, Jesse Jane, overall is 12-7, and I'm 11-12.
Carolla, the only one under 500.
Just behind my dog in the porn show.
And now justice shall be served. I'm into the millionaire Carolla for $5,400. But now
$5,400. The problem was is last week it landed on $5,000, which Dave, you willed because you thought it only went up to $2,000, and you said, please don't stop on $2,000. Right as it was stopping on $5,000.
You know it's going to come up 50 cents, and now I'm going to be into you for $5,399.50. Sorry.
Well, if there is a God, but if there's a comedy God or an irony god, it's going to land on 5,000 again, or it's going to land on double last week's, which means I would now owe 10,000 to Dave Damashek. Shall we spin the wheel?
Bruska, spin something good, you creep.
It's not Bruska's fault.
All right, could be 50 cents, could be $5,000, could be $10,000.
Double!
Oh, it's slowing down.
Could be reverse.
Big money, big money.
Wow.
Now I'm just down 400 to Carolla. Nice.
Almost stopped at 50 cents.
Five.
Like Big Ben Roethlisberger and the Steelers, I'm rising like a phoenix.
Shut up.
So where do we stand now? How much do you owe?
Well,
$400. Yeah. I got to tell you something that is really weird about random things segregating themselves in a non-random order. We spun the wheel the first two times, the first 2 weeks, and there's 12 slots on the wheel.
Yes.
Less than a 10% chance it would land on anything twice. It landed on 50 cents and 50 cents. Or $50, I think, and $50. Yeah. The first 2 weeks, it landed on the same. Then we had a couple of weeks of something else, and now it's done $5,000 and $5,000.
Yeah, statistically speaking, if you were to flip a coin and you got seven tails in a row, the eighth time, your odds are exactly the same of getting tails again.
Mm.
They don't change at all.
But that's what the Hooters girl was just saying.
Yeah, if you're on a train with Teresa Strauss, you got a better than 50-50 chance of tails. I'll tell you that right now. All right, Hooters girls, nice job.
Thank you.
You guys look magnificent standing next to the wheel. Although I now have deemed you both as cursed because it landed on $5,000. Come on, what's up with the mojo, baby? Couldn't you help the Ace Man out a little with the 50 cents?
I was trying to.
Yeah.
I was trying.
No, yeah. You did just fine.
Yeah. All right.
It just didn't work.
Look, just for that, I'm not going to tell anyone to go get that Hooters calendar.
Hey.
Anyway, look, beautiful. If you're in the sound of my voice and you love beautiful women in bikinis who serve hot wings, don't get this calendar. There
they
you
look
go.
Beautiful in the
I'm
going to
buy $5,000 worth of calendar.
This recorded call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
All right, thank you. Oh, I was up $5,400. Prisoner David?
Yes, Adam.
Good to speak to you.
I wish I could talk to one of the Hooters girls, yeah?
Yeah. Well, maybe in another 25 years when you're up for parole.
Oh, man.
Of course, they'll be in their 70s. But you'll be so desperate at that time. You would do what's left of Brian's wallet.
I'll need Viagra.
What's up there? Now, Prisoner David is in there for conspiracy to commit murder.
Yes.
And again, guys who never even committed murder but talked about it and are doing the same as a guy who's committed murder, just doesn't seem like he had a good attorney.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it came down to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say that.
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
We had pancakes. We imagine no butter, though. Just pancakes. Dry, bland pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing like what you're thinking. Nothing like IHOP or nothing. Nothing like Denny's. We're just talking about bland bread.
Yeah. And then what's on tap for the rest of the day?
Well, basically, I'm just hanging out. You know, it's like I do every day. Just hang out and do nothing.
I got to say this about prison. I wouldn't want to do it for a
this
lifetime.
This call is from an inmate at a California correctional facility.
But twice a week, I'd be down with it.
Yeah, twice a week.
I'd like to go to the joint on Wednesday and Sunday when football season wasn't on, you know?
Yeah. What would you get out of it?
Well, first off, I feel like I would definitely work out twice a week. I mean, think about the pluses. You would definitely get your workout in, right?
Well, there's no weights. Imagine, they took the weights out from us.
Oh. Yeah, but I'd do that prison thing like Stallone would do where I jump up on a water pipe.
Yeah.
Do you have water pipes running through your cell?
Yeah, actually we do.
Okay. Well, you could either do chin-ups or you could hang yourself. That's up to you. Or possibly both. The point is I would do my chin-ups. I would do the push-ups. I would do the workout thing.
Yeah.
Then I would start working on a book. I would do all those things I don't have find time to do, and I would be forced to do them.
Cool.
You're a lucky man. Prisoner David, you get to do all the things Ace Man wish he could find time to do.
Well, Adam, check this out. Remember, you're talking about me being in here for nothing, basically. I got 25 in life. There wasn't even a murder.
Right.
I got a guy right here. His name is Cleve from San Fernando. You might even know him. He had a big family business out there in San Fernando Valley.
Mm.
Anyways, he's serving 25 in life for a third strike.
Mm.
And he wants to talk to you a little bit about what's happening. His name's Cleve.
Cleve.
Cleve from San Fernando.
All right, short for Cleveland.
I'm going to put him on right now.
All right.
Or cleavage.
How are you doing?
Cleve from San Fernando?
Yeah.
What high school did you go to?
San Fernando.
Well, there you go. I'm from North Hollywood, and guess what high school I went to?
North Hollywood
High? Yeah. They take all the best and the brightest. They put them behind bars, man. Say it's not right. So, Cleve, what was the family business?
We owned a wheel and tire shop on San Fernando Road between Van Nuys and Pierce Street.
Oh, that is God's country out there, especially during August, summer months.
Yeah.
And what was your third strike, Cleve?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Yeah.
And your first two drugs?
All of them been drug related.
And was there any violence involved?
No, No, none at all.
Just you doing damage to yourself.
None of my cases has never been violent. In the so-called robberies that I got are, say, like I say, I use some drugs and you put it in your mouth and try to take some of it. We have to have a physical altercation for me to get my money or my...
Right. That's where the problem came.
Yeah, that was...
You're just trying to get payment.
Right.
Hey, how long did you get then?
They gave me 25 to life on it. But they added 13 years for the prior convictions.
And
they tried to load the boom on me from Van Nuys.
When do you come up for parole?
Shoot.
It's from an inmate at a California correctional.
I gotta say something, Cleve. I've been to San Fernando, down San Fernando Road. I know the area very well. It's where all the wrecking yards are.
Yeah.
Prison is a nice step up.
Right.
It's at least a lateral move. You didn't drop any by going to the joint. You know, it's at San Fernando's a dump. But here's the thing. Let me get a little bit preachy for one second. We only got another minute or so before we got to go to break. But I got to say this. I like the idea of the three strikes rule because it gets rid of violent criminals. But I don't want to pay for drug addicts to be incarcerated for the rest of their life. I can't figure out our prison system. I can't figure out what's in it for the man. I mean, if you're the man, here's what you want. You want as many people paying their taxes as possible. That's just what you want. I mean, you think about it. That's your business. When you're the man, here's the deal. You go out there. You give me between 25 and 45% of what you make. I'll, in turn, keep the streetlights on, and I'll make sure the water's running in your spigot, all right? Now, I want as many employees as possible because they're all profit. Now, the guys who go in the joint or the guys who go on assisted living or anybody that I got to pay for is now a liability. Not only are you not paying me, but I got to dip into my pocket to keep you alive, and it's going to cost a lot because the facility you're living in costs a lot. We have to put the food, the medical. These guys are getting bypass surgery and stuff from inside the joint. Then we got a bunch of guards that have to watch it. Economically, the man wants as few as possible in the joint, but we have to weigh that against what the other citizens that are paying us want. Well, they want to feel safe at night, and they want to feel like they can go out and take a walk at night and not get mugged. All right, so put the dangerous ones in the joint, and then what? We talked to the citizens again. Again, these are the people that are paying us. These are the people we're ripping off. What do you say? Oh, you want rehab for the drug guys. Oh, and you say that it's cheaper to get them some rehab rather than just incarcerate them for the rest of their life? Why not do that? I don't understand it. It makes sense. It makes sense. Not only on paper, dollars and cents-wise, but it morally and ethically makes sense. Let's get this guy out of the joint. Let's get him some rehab. Let's get him some job training, some vocational training. Pow! Next thing you know, he's working. And next thing you know, we're getting paid again. Why don't we demand that as a society? The idea that our prisons are filled and half of the people in there, we don't need to be in there. We don't care if they're in there. Consensual crimes, drug crimes. These are people that are essentially ill. These are people that need, that have a disease, alcoholism. Look, whether you call it a disease or not, the problem is not their violent nature. The problem is the drugs, or the problem is whatever other consensual crime they've done. Let's get these people out and let's get them paying again. Rehab them, put a nickel into them, and they'll pay off a dollar down the road instead of, the 50 to 70 grand a year for the rest of their lives. Thank you. The more you know. Got me fired up. We need to take a quick break. Brian, how you doing with that wallet, buddy?
He has one small piece left.
All right. Don't vomit. Save that one small piece. We'll be back to wrap up with you after this.
This is Peter Griffin, and you're listening to the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, just enough time for Brian, who's going to win those Playboy tickets. Night of the 26th, we'll be at the Playboy Mansion doing the show. One more bite of that wallet, and you'll receive your two tickets.
There he goes.
And there it goes, and he's chewing it. You got to swallow it. Well, there you go. All right. He has consumed his entire wallet. Ozzy barbecued it. Brian ate it. Nice job. You're going to get those tickets. And we'll see you on the 26th. Well, that's it. And we thank Sean Avery from the Kings and Dr. Gary Alter. Go ahead and get yourself a Hooters calendar and see all the nice work Dr. Gary Alter's done with the Hooters girls. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.